Everybody Loves Dynamite.
Right here on the Jerry Todd Show here this morning. And we'll play the incredible contest in just a sec. But right now, a little business to take care of.
I always watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd weather.
And it looks pretty good, it does. It is going to be cloudy. Don't think it'll rain, though. Let's check the low right now. Overnight low of 45 degrees. That's a little on the chilly side. Checking the high, going to get up to 63 degrees. That's a little warmer.
The Jerry Todd Show.
Okay, here we go. Time to make our next incredible contest cash call. And here's hoping that we have a winner this hour. We're calling at random someone in the local area here on the Jerry Todd Show. And we'll see who we've got on the video phone. Hello? You're on the Jerry Todd Show.
Hello? Who is it?
This is Jerry Todd. Can you tell us how much money is in the incredible contest jackpot this hour? How much money in the incredible contest jackpot this hour? You can win it all if you know the correct figure.
$2,029.
I'm sorry, you are wrong.
Please.
And we will make another call. Next hour, we'll add $10 to the jackpot. Meantime, right now on the Jerry Todd Show, a little more video.
Video from Jerry Todd.
Jerry Todd.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to snow.
Let me just say that.
My prediction yesterday is absolutely 100% wrong. We're going to get some snow.
Do I get credit for this one? Do I get the forecasting credit?
Yep, there you go.
You can say yes or no because I always forget what I say.
I just know it. I said we weren't going to get anything, and now they've got me believing that we're going to get some snow, that we're going to get some major snow, some snow that will shut this city down.
Won't that be fun?
We've built this city on rock and roll.
It's fun when everybody's home, you know. You don't have to be out on the roads.
I don't think that's the worst song of all time.
I love that song.
Well, I don't like it, but I don't think
it's the worst. We built this city on rock and roll.
Go to the worst song of all time.
Well, that's one of those lists. One of those crappy lists where they don't know what they're talking
that's
about.
That's right.
Hold on. I got
and
it right
like,
here.
Like Billy and the Beaters or something like that.
I got the worst song of all time right here. Give me just a moment. While this CD queues up.
I feel the earth move from my feet. I feel the sky come falling down. I feel my heart start trembling.
Yeah, Roach Clip.
Yeah,
we found it. We'll have her here in a second.
All
good.
All right.
And hello to you.
Well, hello there.
Hello. What movie star? These are completely lame groaners.
Looking forward to them as usual. How many today?
Four juicy ones.
Goodies. All right.
What movie star always needs deodorant?
Which one?
Gamey Fox. Gamey. I don't know if Rob wrote these or these are from The Awful Service.
Really? All righty then.
The Prep Service. What movie star is the cleanest? Hi, Gina Davis.
Hi, Gina Davis. Timely is today's headline. When was the last time the lovely Gina Davis made a movie?
Here are two that I think you will agree are ripped from today's tabloid.
Squeezita.
What movie star should never cook seafood?
Which one?
Lawrence Fishburne. And finally, which TV star is usually found guilty?
Which one?
Bill Probable Cosby.
Hey now!
The Don and Mike Show.
God, diddly Anna.
Hello.
I don't know either.
Everybody.
I'll play along.
I'm lost.
If you don't mind, I'll play along. Hey, Robbie, was it all or nothing?
Yes.
Oh, then I'm going to guess the first two were from the service and the last two were from Rob.
I will say the opposite.
So you think it is?
First two were from Rob and the last two from the service.
Okay, Buzz?
I will say that all of them are from Rob.
Let's go right to Bobo.
Buzz wins.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Winner!
I don't know. This game has the same result now every day.
This
frightens no one more than me.
I know. I still don't know. What did you guess, Buzz?
I guess they were all Rob's.
Rob wrote
all of them like he did yesterday and the day before.
That's awful, Rob.
I spend at least 8 seconds on it.
God!
Hello!
Don, you can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You might have hated him today, but yeah, we'll always have Uzi Osbourne. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Piratical and all the ships at sea.
I liked Bill Probable Cosby.
I like Fishburne. Good, here to celebrate the legacy of George Herbert Washer Book.
Yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Everybody, let's get a retarded in. Hello. Here, hi, Julia. Hi, Tony. Okay. Hi, Donovan.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, Jerry.
Hello.
It is the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Friday.
Friday.
01-21-05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hello.
No, he's not retarded.
Thank you, Buzz. Let's get retarded. Don and Mike Show, new episode here. It's January 21, 2005. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067, and D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067.
God, I got the onion breath today.
That's a very impatient roach.
Okay. All right, we've got Mary Roach on the phone.
Mary Roach.
So let's get to her right now.
Mary Roach.
We loved her on American Idol Tuesday night.
You know how she's doing.
She's from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mm-hmm. And, oh.
I feel the earth there move, she is. Falling my feet. I feel the sky come falling down. I feel my heart start trembling.
Yeah.
Thank you. How do you think you did?
Not too shabby.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And here she is from American Idol, local legend, Mary Roach.
Hello, Mary. Mary.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hi, honey. Listen, thank you for joining us. You know, we had a contest to have one of our listeners find you. So somebody's won.
Awesome.
Somebody's won $500.
You know, you're in our backyard right here, you know, in D.C. And
if somebody won $500, I wonder if it's a person I know personally.
I don't know. We'll get the name. We'll get the name, because that's, I guess, how we got your cell phone.
We'll write them out.
So,
awesome. I would love to know who it was.
Mary, we
mean, does that mean, like, you'd like to get them?
No, I'm just curious.
Just curious.
Just curious. Mary, how are those voices in your head, darling?
The voices in my head are, I don't know what happened. They're non-existent. Oops.
They're non-existent.
You were the best I've ever seen on American Idol. You were the best I have ever seen. I agree. You are awesome. Your performance was awesome.
Not too shabby. Now, what kind of feedback have you gotten since you've been on the show?
I've gotten a lot of people wanting to talk to me, and I've gotten a bunch of people I know, you know, telling me congratulations, and others telling me, what? They made you look like a psycho.
Okay, now, are you a psycho?
Absolutely not.
You are not. Do you want to be?
What I meant?
Pardon me?
I can do a lot of voices. What I meant, I can do accents, impersonations.
Oh, so you didn't mean you heard voices in your head?
Absolutely not.
That's a disappointment.
I'm so sorry.
That is a letdown, Dad.
Mary,
we thought really you heard voices, and this is a disappointment for us.
Damn.
So you like you do impressions?
Yeah.
Let's hear an impression. Do you do? Who do you do? Cher? Isn't that who all females do when you
female,
do an impression?
Singing impressions, yes.
Joke imitation of Cher. I can also do Britney, Avril.
Do Britney.
All right. Baby, how was I supposed to know? Something wasn't right there. Baby, I should have done it.
Wow.
Having her on the phone, isn't
That's
it?
Stunning. Now, Mary, after your performance on American Idol...
So, hold on. You're not unbalanced. Are you unbalanced? Are you mentally unbalanced, Mary?
Oh, not at all.
Huh. Not at all.
But they stunning. Certainly, with editing and with everything else, they portrayed you. Well, how do you feel about that?
I kind of humored. I was actually quite annoyed when I saw how they portrayed me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm kind of humored, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I have plenty of chances with radio and TV appearances to show the world who I really am.
Oh, but Mary, do you think that that's who the world wants? Don't you think the person that we thought we were getting?
Huh?
You don't know how disturbing it is to find out that you're...
And that she's not hearing voices.
You don't hear voices.
Yeah.
And when you went on American Idol, let's hear a little bit of your singing again.
I feel the earth move falling on my feet. I feel the sky come falling down. I feel my heart start trembling.
Yeah.
Thank you. How do you think you did?
Not too shabby.
After two or three days of getting feedback from people, what's your assessment now of your performance? Do you still think not too shabby?
No, not at all.
What do you think?
After the American Idol thing, I definitely was like, no, of course I'm not a good singer. Thing is, though, I was never extremely serious about singing. It was more... performing, entertaining.
So when you got that when you got shot down, the way you got shot down, and then of course it was broadcast. Was it a moment of realization for you that maybe you didn't have the talent that people had told you had?
Well, see, if you notice, I never said I think I can sing. Oh. I always said my friends told me I can sing.
Right. Well, did you? I mean, but you hear yourself in the when you're singing. I'm curious, and there's so many other people that get up there, and they seem to think that they can sing when really they can't sing that well. And
uh-huh.
I've always wanted to understand the thought process for somebody that is so, that believes that they take it to that level where you would audition on national television. I just want to know what your mindset is. Where's your head at right now?
Did you want to be found to be the next I Love Lucy instead of a singer?
Yes, very much so.
That's the kind of entertaining you'd like to do? A comedian?
Comedian, most definitely.
What is your assessment of your talents now? Well, what do you think? I mean, where's your head? I just want to know where your mind is.
My assessment of Simon?
Simon.
We don't care about him.
I want to know how you're feeling about your performing now. Where is your mind at?
Now, you see, what I liked about singing in the first place was... the fact that it entertains others, it puts a smile on their face.
It does.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what I always enjoyed about it. And you see, what made me start singing at all in the first place was that I write songs and I wanted to be able to have a vague idea, of what they sound like away from paper.
But you can't sing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you can't sing.
See, you'd never know that.
Excuse me for a second. Was the fix in? Here's what I want to know, because you're not crazy, at least you're saying that, and I'm discerning that from our conversation, as they portrayed you to be. You don't have voices in your head. You do impressions. You're not into singing. You're into doing comedy.
And maybe some songwriting.
Yeah, you know that you can't sing, but you went on the show anyway. At some point, did they come to you and say, you know what? You can't sing, but... this is going to be your big break. You just come on, and you're going to suffer a little embarrassment at the hands of Simon.
Did that happen?
Well, they didn't tell me that, actually. In order to get to Simon, you actually have to make it through two auditions.
Right.
Yeah, but the people of the other auditions can see the type of talent they're looking for on the opening episode.
I guess the question Don's asking, do you think they let you through as a goof?
Yes.
It's a goof, most definitely, yeah.
Oh. And okay. Did they give you any indication that they were doing this as a goof, or did they just
absolutely
try to...
Absolutely not, actually.
They played it.
No criticism or anything.
Oh,
I failed 10 on the second audition. And then I actually thought to myself, they're acting like I can sing. I was thinking, maybe I can sing.
All right. Well,
now
that makes...
think maybe you can when you're being let on like that.
All right. Yeah. That seems understandable.
That's the big screw job they do with those people.
That is, and they're people that obviously that believe it even more than Mary believes.
All right. So for the record, Mary Roachclip, you are not mentally unbalanced. You do not hear voices in your head. You don't think that you're an American Idol singer. Well, what, Robbie?
Still one question that we brought up yesterday. What brought you to Los Angeles now?
Yeah, good question. Absolutely.
What brought me to Los Angeles now was an opportunity I had with the show Extra with Mark McGrath.
Oh, is that
I'm
because
going
he?
To be hearing on that.
Oh, was that because he was one of your judges?
Yes.
Oh. And what, you were just going to do an interview with him or what?
Yeah, I did an interview with him. And also, they got my hair done. They bought me an outfit for the interview.
Oh, you got a makeover?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So,
so they brought you out there, and what's next? What are you going to be doing? Are you coming back home to Manassas?
Yes, I am. I'm coming back home tonight.
Wonderful.
For goodness sake, so, you know, if your schedule allows, and I imagine it will, come on by the station sometime when you get back home. We'd love to have you come down here.
Yeah, yeah, because
well, Saturday, as far as I know, I have some free time in the afternoon. I'm actually going to be in D.C. for some classes.
On Saturday?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go to my classes and say, yeah, I exist.
Well, that's cool. So how do you, your 15 minutes, I mean, obviously you're very famous very quickly.
But I'm terribly let down that she's not really crazy.
Not really crazy.
She's not touched. Yeah. Because that was really the rap that we had kind of believed.
But wait, let's get back to one thing.
Do you actually believe it?
Well, Mary, when they showed you walking out, you were legitimately upset. And were you upset because you had a revelation that you couldn't sing, or were you upset just because they were so hard on you?
I was upset because they were hard on me. However,
everybody saying those words now. Stop it.
You know when I walked out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I actually was like, Simon said I'm one of the worst singers you've ever heard, and I'm proud of it. With the rock star, you know that rock star sign with your fingers you make.
Yeah.
I did that, and I bounced up and down. And you know, then I started acting extremely angry in a comical fashion. But you know, I was talking about how. I thought at the time I was very much exaggerating it. But then, you know, as I kept on talking about my emotions, I thought to myself, wait a minute, this is unfair. They kind of made it sound like I was singing until I was suspended.
It is unfair,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
My eyes because I thought, well, they screwed me over like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So legit.
Okay,
Mary, you have really given us the perspective on it. I really appreciate it.
This was something we were looking for. Yeah. Now,
can't you see how that would happen?
Of course.
Where she thinks it's a goof, she's kind of rolling with the punches, but nobody's ever been that hard on her. And then all of a sudden she realized, this is kind of a screw job, and then you get emotional. That makes total sense to me.
And good TV.
On the positive side for you, as someone who's not unbalanced and doesn't think that you can sing, do you have any job leads based on this? Besides this thing with the guy on X.
Not exactly.
Well, see, I've gotten a lot of people who want to talk to me, you know.
How old are you?
How old are you,
Mary Roach?
I'm 18.
18. Barely legal, 18.
Yes, barely legal.
Do you have any experience in the hospitality industry?
Hospitality industry, what do you mean?
Like restaurant work.
Mike, shut up.
Okay, so
I don't think she wants to be a waitress at your restaurant.
All right. I'll give her a free breadstick.
Well, Mary, listen, you're not crazy. You know you can't sing. This was really good to find out what American Idol is like. Let me just ask
that
you.
That last part especially makes it really clear to me what she was going.
But now keeping in mind that you did get a trip to Los Angeles, and even though you're not getting paid anything, you are being interviewed by a lot of people, and you got new hair and new clothes.
Oh, yeah.
But still, are you pissed at American Idol? Or are you pleased? I mean, the overall experience, now that you're on the other side, there's been good stuff, there's been bad stuff.
Obviously, you did think it was kind of unfair at the end. Where do you stand with the way you were treated at this point, overall?
Overall, well, I'm thinking to myself, it got me all the publicity I'm getting now,
mm-hmm.
and it got me, you know, it's the door that I needed to get into the entertainment industry. Some people find it so hard to get into the entertainment industry because it's a hard cookie to crack, I guess.
You know, maybe you'll be the next Rita Rudner.
You never know.
I'll make you an offer right now, Mary Roach.
Uh-huh.
My beautiful wife, Frida, is celebrating her 50th birthday in June, and she has desperately wanted me to get a big name performer
entertainment
to come to our home and play and sing. Would you consider? I mean, I would pay.
When would this be?
When would this be?
June.
Yeah. Around June 7th, that's her birthday.
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, leave your information.
I can do that.
You leave your information with Beth Ann.
Yeah, can she sing a cappella, Don?
Yeah.
Unaccompanied?
Of course she could.
Can she ever?
Yeah, you know, I'll probably have John Pop's karaoke machine there as well.
Wonderful.
So, there you go. There would be a celebrity for my wife's birthday. She's desperate for me to get a celebrity.
I can tell she's desperate.
Oh, hey.
No. Desperate for entertainment.
She's a desperate housewife. All right, Mary Roach. Listen,
love
it was nice talking to you. Thank you. Hold on a second, honey.
Sure.
Hold on. Thank you. All right, there's Mary Roach. She's not really crazy.
Wow. And that whole thing about explaining that she thought maybe it was a goof, and then she realized that she was treated unfairly. Well, who knows? It's still
coming. I'm never going to pursue my singing career again. Ever. I'm going to just go to beauty school style dance. That's what I'm good at.
Now, is this where she's kidding?
Or she's walking, I think, and she's just getting angrier and angrier.
What I do, I'm not going to lose. I'm not going to start crying. I've heard from many, many, many different people that I have an amazing voice. All my friends have told me that I had an amazing voice. Random people I don't know have told me that I can really sing. So all that would tell me that they're wrong.
See, now, is she goofing there? Because she,
you know what? Here's the deal.
She knows she can't sing.
Obviously, I do believe when she says she goes through the pre-interviewing where she auditions for people besides the big three.
Yeah.
And they don't say anything to her. They just like, yeah, say, hey, maybe she'll be good because she's kind of goofy. And so they don't tell her.
No, they get somebody like that. They probably look at each other and go, oh, you know, it's like, you know,
but
get a bigger hook for that fish's mouth. Let's reel that one in.
But here's where the lying game happens.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt that there, out of the hundreds of thousands of people that audition, there are plenty of people that try to get on because they're so bad and try to goof it.
Oh, of course.
So it's a big question as to who's BSing who the best,
exactly.
The producers of the show or the person that's auditioning.
Which is probably why they have the sets of people before they get to the real ones. Because,
exactly.
And, you know, it's almost like casino. You've got the guy that's watching the guy that's watching the guy that's watching the guy that's watching the guy just to make sure that you got someone who's legitimately just not talented.
But I also think that you probably, through all this process, and we've probably seen them on television, people that have done it on purpose.
Yes.
And are phenomenal actors
that
really can, like, fake the disappointment and really just fake sound
horrible. You know, time will be the test. Will Mary Roach Clip be the next Kate Hudson?
Well, look forward to him at the birthday party.
Will she be the next Hillary Duff? I don't think so.
I feel the earth move falling my feet. I feel the sky come falling down. I feel my heart.
Oh, we found her. Friendly. And her shelf life was about to expire.
Yeah. Isn't that great? We got her just in the nick of time.
Mm-hmm. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. Mm-hmm. But isn't it true that more and more young women are starting their show business careers as waitresses at O'Mara's?
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You know, shameless plug aside, I mean, she does live in the same town as the restaurant.
Exactly.
So, it would be convenient. You know, like to bring her out and just
spotlight her. I have something that I want to share with you, and you're going to have to be the eyes of all listeners.
Okay.
This is something from the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not like a feature we used to do before we were syndicated called Berate the Brides.
Mm-hmm.
Later changed to Praise the Brides.
Mm-hmm.
Where all the broads that pay to have their picture in the newspaper because they're lucky enough to have a man would be paraded every Wednesday, and there were some hideous ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great bit because we would go through the newspaper and we would say which bride is the ugliest,
mm-hmm.
number one, number two, number three, etc. Well, every Friday in the Washington Post, they have, right in the beginning of the style section, something that says celebrations,
mm-hmm.
where there are people who are celebrating birthdays.
Okay.
Anybody in the D.C. Metro who still has today's post, please go to the style section, page 3. I ask you, is this a cruel joke?
Mm-hmm.
I say it is. It is a gigantic ad, takes up 3/4 of the celebration section.
It's pretty expensive.
4 separate pictures, 2 duplications, of a woman celebrating her 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
In the picture of her as a young woman, she looks like Austin Powers.
True.
In the picture of her as a 50-year-old woman, and I am not exaggerating, she looks like a retard. She has the expression on her face,
mm-hmm.
is that of a retarded person. And here's the copy that reads by underneath these pictures. And then I'll pass it to you, Mike, and you mm-hmm. tell me what your thought is. It says, "Happy 50th birthday, Vera Ellen Ryson. Father Time sure has been busy. When you see Vera today, be sure to wish her a happy 50th birthday."
Okay.
Now, look at those pictures, and you tell me if this is not an expensive, cruel joke that's being played on this woman.
No,
come on.
No, this is, I'll tell you exactly what this is.
Look at the picture on the right.
No, I think this is a legitimately challenged person who has the ad being put in to say happy birthday. That's exactly.
You think it's really
a... Oh, I know.
See this. Yeah. That never even entered my mind that it would be a real tard.
That's what it is.
I swear to God.
Yeah, that's what
I swear to God.
Why didn't that enter your mind? That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then you know what they need to do. They need to
make it a qualifying thing.
They've got to get a now picture that looks less retarded because she's got
That might not be possible.
She's got her mouth open. She's cross-eyed. She's got her head leaning back at a weird angle.
Yeah, I think you can tell by the earlier and later picture. That's probably what the situation is. Mm-hmm. That's just a theory.
I don't think
not a sermon, just a thought.
I don't think she's a tard.
Mm-hmm.
See,
well,
I thought
maybe
you,
not. When you might be infirmed in some other way.
I mean, believe it's a cruel joke.
You don't know.
Okay.
Joe, here's Joe. Hi, Joe.
Perhaps she got MS.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks so much,
Thanks,
Joe.
Joe.
Happy Friday.
Thanks, Joe. I get plenty of that on the West Wing already. Oh, and Joe, you forgot to say your thing. Come here.
Hello, I'm Joe.
Come say your thing.
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
All right. Thank you, Captain Stupid.
You wear a ski cap again today, Joe?
No, it's just gotten to that point where
Rod Stewart over here.
Time to go to back to the barber.
Rooster haircut.
My God.
All right, get out of here.
I kinda like that look, Joe.
Hold on, let me see if anybody has got the Washington Post. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I think Joe's hair has MS.
Hello, you are on the air.
Maybe they should rename that section from celebrations to special occasions.
Okay, might be true.
But listen, I want somebody who sees these pictures who can tell it really. Mike, I swear to Christ, that never entered my mind.
See, before the show, when you showed me the pictures and you said she looks retarded, I thought you meant she looks like she's retarded, and I agreed. Yeah, and then they're just, you know, it's kind of a tribute, and they're just doing that.
Let me see if Miss Wonderful is at home. Because I ran this by her today. I ran this by my wife this morning.
I'd like to hear what she said.
At the back, she thought the same thing as me. Those are awful pictures.
But it was a cruel joke.
Well, I don't know. If you're out there, anybody out there listening, Frida? If you're out there, Frida, anybody out
Ask
there listening?
Him.
Call in.
Right.
Call. Yeah.
Ask him what he thinks.
She probably goes to the group home with him.
Right. That's
as
true.
The Wednesday meal. Sure. I don't think it's hard. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hi, I believe Glamour Shots by Deb is offering a limited time 75% off.
Has anybody
now
seen
people
the
people are doing shtick, you see.
Right. No, has anybody seen this? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Hi there, sir.
Here we go. Richard, hi. Richard, don't hide from your feelings, Richard.
I agree with you, Don, 100%. I know the lady very well. I know her so well. It's the day after freaking Thursday.
That can't be the same
It's
guy.
Not the original guy.
Unless he's aged quite a bit.
Well,
but he has.
It can't be that this is Friday, the day after Thursday guy, can it be?
Father Time sure has been
right,
busy.
Right, right. Okay, well, nobody's calling because nobody's got the newspaper.
Well, you know, I suppose if we do sleuthing on this, this is you know, trying to find out if we really wanted to pursue it. This would be what I would describe as a no-win.
Yeah. Oh, no, I disagree. Yeah, win-win.
Of course you disagree.
Win-win. Perhaps her circle of friends don't take the Washington Post. Perhaps they take Highlight.
You might be right about that.
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question.
I don't think
Are you
so.
Retarded?
I don't think so. No, Greg, do you have this newspaper? Greg.
No, I don't. But I just saying, if they, what's up with the caption? That sounds like it's like an insult.
Right. That's why I think it's a
Father Time sure has been busy.
That's
why wouldn't it say? Why wouldn't it say something else like it's been good to her?
You know, we're so happy. You know, Vera can go by herself. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday tax write off.
Yep. Okay, Bill. Did you see the picture?
Oh, hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard Michelle Hughes when she introduces you guys as she cuts for a break?
What?
What's that?
You know when you guys cut for a break and they go to the traffic?
Uh-huh. Yes.
What drives me nuts is the way she pronounces your names. She says Don, Dan, Mike.
Oh, you're talking
crazy.
This is like a local traffic when we go to the local traffic. I don't listen. We don't have any time to talk about that.
There's a really lucky lady.
Oh, okay. Here she is. Miss Congeniality on the phone. Hi, honey.
Hello, bum. I'm feeling kind of blue.
Are you feeling blue?
I'm feeling kind of blue.
Do you have the blues? Listen, you looked at that picture with me this morning.
Yeah.
And what did you think?
I thought it was, it would be like something somebody's siblings would do to them to give them a hard time. Find a really crappy picture and put it in with a dorky-looking kid picture and just to give them a hard time for their birthday.
It's Mike, like, did you hear that? Mike thinks she's really a tard. I mean, and I'm almost feeling bad.
There's a possibility.
I'm almost feeling bad. There's almost a part of me feeling bad. You know, like a 10% part of me.
Who knows for sure? That it could be either that or it could be my theory. Or, you know, who knows?
Hey, but
if she were really challenged, they would put a nicer picture in there. It's when you give something, you're ribbing somebody that you put that kind of goofy. Challenge people don't have to take pictures.
You never know.
I don't have to.
You never
and
know.
Besides, shouldn't there be a disclaimer? After all, it's a quarter page ad in a major newspaper. If she is, shouldn't there be like an asterisk or something, you know, where you read the fine print below? You know, attention. Don and Mike, you know, don't make fun of this because she's retarded.
But they don't have to do that.
No, first of all, retarded people can sit quietly and smile and not be doing doofy positions.
No, they can't.
As she is in the first photo.
No, they can't.
They can have a decent picture. There was just somebody giving her a hard time. Haven't you ever noticed that they always put, like, your goofiest childhood school picture in there when you're wearing big glasses and things? People do that all the time.
Yeah, I think it's a goof.
I think it's a goof, but
who knows? All right, thank you anyway, because at least you're able to chime in. This is a moment we shared together. Now we're resharing it. Oh, and have you bought all the games yet for this weekend?
I bought two Xbox games for us to play.
Xbox? So electronic.
That's cool.
You sold me board games.
I'm trying to find...
Shut up. Yeah, I thought you were my friend, Mike.
You know, you don't believe this, my darling, but I try and meet you halfway, but you don't meet me halfway.
See, here's the thing. We're supposed to get... I know I said yesterday we wouldn't get the snow. I just don't believe the weather, guys. Now it looks like here in D.C. we're going to get, 9 inches of snow?
They said 5 to 9 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm. So now my wife is... saying to me, well, we got to get like Cranium and Trivial Pursuit. And I'm going to go buy an Xbox game so we can play Xbox together. It's like, because we're going to be snowed in. It's 9 inches of snow.
That 9 inches of snow, if we get the most, that in this town,
that's significant.
If we get over 6 inches of snow, this town goes a little bananas.
Well, I don't.
And you do, and you, especially where you live, you'll probably be snowed in.
I know.
But I don't know how to play any of the Xbox games. I haven't played games in 20 years on video, so lost me a long time ago, but I picked up two, and one was about gambling, so I figured that you would like it. It's like being in Las Vegas, and you get to...
So little about me, doesn't she? Married to me for almost 24 years now, she knows me so little.
Would you rather play that or Cranium? Because really...
I'd rather play Xbox. You know, I'd rather do, if we're really going to be stuck in the house, we can't go anywhere, and like you refuse just to watch TV and get drunk with me. I would really rather...
drunk with you.
What?
I'm tired of just TV and drunk. I'm tired of that.
Well, I wasn't drunk last night.
No, but you drank by yourself. I didn't join in with you,
I say to you, would you like me to make you a drink? And you said, no, you're having your second. I don't think so. It's like you penalize yourself because I'm having a second drink.
No, you say to me, you don't say to me in a happy voice, why don't you join me? Would you like me to make you a drink? You say,
listen, this is what she doesn't
want get. Me to, just tell me if you want me to.
Here's what she doesn't get. This is my routine. We do the show. I'm with people all day. I talk to people all day.
Right.
I come home. Listen, here's what I want to do. I want to have a drink. I want to sit in front of the television, and I want to numb myself. I want to forget everything that's happened all day. That's all I want to do.
Is it that bad, Don?
Mike, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just want to numb myself. And then last night, I was happy as a clam, came home, made myself to drink, watched the Rich Eisen show.
Clam. You're never happy as a clam. If a clam means just going into your shell and being by yourself, happy as a clam.
Maybe that's why they coined the expression. Exactly.
Happy as a clam.
Revert, you know, go into your shell. Happy as a clam.
So I come out to put my dinner in the microwave, and I'm making my second drink, and she said, is that your second drink? And I said, I said, yes. She said, you didn't ask me if I wanted one. And then I said, well, do you want one? She said, no. And then she said,
say how you say, do you want one?
Do you want one?
You say it like Napoleon Dynamite. Go ahead, Mike. You say it.
God, I just want one. I'm going to have one more drink. God.
Can I make you a drink?
Jesus. And then, the whole thing about drink.
I didn't mean anything by it.
Then the whole thing about okay, go back in the other room and drink alone. It's like,
okay, so what?
Since when did drinking alone get such a bad rap? You know, after a day. I mean, and besides, by the time CSI time rolled around, I was absolutely 100% not stressed out at all.
Do you have a vested interest in how many drinks you have at night? Because depending on how many drinks you have a night, it makes a difference in how well I sleep that night.
Listen to me, darling. When's the last time, seriously?
Is that a snoring issue?
When
is the last time?
Me too.
Mike, hold
on. My level of alcohol that I is directly proportional to how much I snore.
Seriously, honey.
You don't get that, Mike. Oops, I called you your real name. Sorry, you got me so wound up. You don't get that, Don.
Oh, did you call me Mike? That's okay.
I'll just call you Bum.
Do you know seriously, what works for that?
What?
Those Breathe Right strips. If you're planning on drinking a lot.
I don't. That's the thing. Except like on New Year's Eve when I got bombed, I don't get like silly fall down drunk.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't have to fall down. If you drink NyQuil, it makes you snore.
Oh. Okay. All right, baby. Whatever. Whatever. Last question for you.
Yeah.
Seriously. This is going to sound so dumb. Did you go to the liquor store today?
After all that.
Did you?
No, you told me I didn't need to. You said you had some there at the office you could bring home.
Yeah, but I thought you'd bring home some.
Well, you told me I didn't need to.
Well, I do. I do have a bottle. Maybe I do have a problem.
I was just saying.
Maybe I do have a problem because I do have a bottle right behind me.
Are you doing the same thing you do with cigars?
Yeah.
Are you hoarding?
I hoard.
I mean, I know you're not going to drink what you have
no,
in the
I've
office.
Still got that gigantic bottle of Grey Goose that Joe gave me for Christmas that we've had like two parties with people coming over.
Really, what you did with the vodka is nauseating. That's the only reason I would go to the liquor store for you, because I can't stand to see a man put vanilla flavoring syrup.
Mm. Listen, here's the thing. If I don't have vanilla vodka, I just take regular Grey Goose.
No, and you might as well have a big bat.
I put a shot of Grey Goose, and then I get this McCormick vanilla extract, which, incidentally, if you want to get drunk at the grocery store,
yes,
it's like 100% alcohol. They sell it
very high.
It's your little bottle.
I didn't know you put vanilla extract in it.
Yeah, if I don't have vanilla vodka, I will put a teaspoon of vanilla extract.
In the whole bottle?
No, what do you mean in the whole bottle? No, in the glass. So I pour out a shot
that's
of vodka.
That's a strong vanilla flavor.
Yeah, it is. And then I put the cran grape with it, and that makes a fantastic flavor.
It's so
good. Who can blame me for having two of those? Christ. It's fantastic. I'd love one right now.
I just wanted a martini. I'm glad somebody in our family can drink, you know. Yeah. Not the girl drinks.
I would have made you one.
You drink worse than a girl drink.
Listen, make your mind up how you're going to yell at me today. Either I have a drinking problem, or it's the fact that I drink alone, or I drink too much, or I snore, or I drink like a girl. What is it?
Ding, 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 ding. Yep.
All right, but at least we agree that this woman is not retarded.
Yeah, we do agree.
All right, goodbye.
We'll play games this weekend.
Okay, baby.
Good.
All right.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Yeah, she's getting crazy excited about
the Xbox thing.
Snowed in.
The Xbox thing sounds good, but I know not the casino game.
You ever play Hangman?
I'm kidding, of course.
I play a good game when it snows.
What?
It's called Destroy the Evidence.
Hold on, here is... now people are calling about this picture in the newspaper.
Okay.
Tammy.
Yes.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Good. I do wholeheartedly agree with you and Frida that this is a cruel trick.
All right, thank you. Hold on. Here's somebody else. Don and Mike show. Rick.
Hey, Don and Mike. Listen, I looked at this picture this morning. I'm looking at it right now. If you turn it upside down, she looks like Larry from the Three Stooges.
Okay, she does. She truly does. Hello, here is Adam. Adam.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I'll tell you this. I have a little bit of experience with school portraits and whatnot, and this
whatnot. Disqualified.
Disqualified.
I have some experience with school portraits and whatnot.
Hello, Zach. Zachary.
Yo. Hello. I say it's notard.
Notard, okay.
Notard. It looks like somebody said, say cheese, and she leaned back and went, good.
Cindy, hello. Cindy, Don and Mike show.
Hey, long-time listener. Praise the Brides was my very favorite thing you ever did. I used to laugh so hard I had to wait in the parking lot till I could go up to work.
Oh, Praise the Brides, yeah, that was a great one.
Very popular. It was great. And you never have them online, so maybe you could do them again. But I saw that thing this morning, and I couldn't believe that picture, but I didn't think she was retarded.
Okay.
Thank you. Not retarded.
I like when people discuss this seriously.
I'll tell you, if it is a joke, it's a damn fine one.
Hello, PJ, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I really do believe that that is a bona fide window licker.
There.
If you
all right. Okay.
Okay.
If we ask you.
All right.
One more. Here's Mark. Hello, Mark, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, that picture on the right looks like Father Time took her out for a lobster dinner and is having his way with her.
Oh, you people.
They're getting ready for a big
snowy weekend, aren't you? Hello there.
A lot of people already have cabin fever.
Eric?
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, Eric.
Okay, hey, Mike, couldn't you get a better current, or Don, couldn't you get a better drink there?
Dude, it's the drink that works for me. What's your problem with it?
Oh, vanilla and vodka?
Yeah, haven't you noticed there are flavored vodkas?
They make vanilla vodka.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the best is absolute vanilla vodka.
Sir, I think I speak as an expert. Never put down another man's poison. I mean, really, whatever, you know, whatever gets the job done.
But say hi to your retarded sister. Her picture in the paper looks beautiful. Excuse me, she's not retarded. She's not. One more call on this topic. Doug.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
You know, I saw that picture in the paper this morning, and I thought two things to myself. One was her family was playing a really cruel joke on her.
Yeah.
Or two, somebody hates her.
Yeah, possible. Okay. Maybe one and one A.
Okay, thank you.
At least he didn't say whatnot.
Bye-bye. All right, well, I guess...
He was thinking it.
Was anybody counting how many people voted for
what? I think the
what?
Overwhelming feeling was that this was some kind of joke. Right.
Okay.
So your instincts were right and mine were wrong about this. And the more that I've gotten those calls and I've looked at this picture, I'm thinking, you know...
It
really could be a joke.
But here's the thing. Now the more that you... Cause that
now
never,
the more that you... That you
never entered my mind.
A little bit.
That's I'm thinking point. Maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe she... And maybe the family gets... I don't mean the family's retarded like she might be, but the family like thinks...
This is a sweet thing to do.
But it might very well be. That's when the other side of my brain says, no, that if you had a 50-year-old tard living in your house, you wouldn't do this.
I don't think you would.
No, you know what? You would, if anything...
And if that is the case, I certainly apologize to
you
her.
You do it in the comics section.
Right.
Or you do it in kids' posters.
Yeah.
The part of the news
that's why I think
she can read.
I've come around on it again. Uh-huh. I think it's a joke.
God's sakes,
but a damn fine one if it is. I mean, those are great photos.
You know, if anybody... If this woman is not retarded, I'd like to put the word out for her like we did for the Roach Club girl.
Yes, yes.
You know, to find this Vera Ellen Ryson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I'd like to see her and wish her a happy 50th birthday, because Father Time, sure has been busy. Okay, we got a break.
Yeah.
What, Joe? What are you doing in here?
Joe seems very intrigued.
Get a spelling on her name and start tracking her down.
Oh, okay. All right, I forgot we had Super Sleuth at work on.
That's right.
Okay. Nice hair.
He'll ask if she has MS.
Are you retarded?
Joe. You're in Joe's wheelhouse right now.
We will be back after this, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The gods of air and wind, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I only play that because we're going to have a little affiliate roulette today on the show.
Very good.
See what cities we're still broadcasting to.
Yeah, I actually might have quoted that movie over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, I think in the end they get it all.
Oh, an update.
Huh.
Fifth Ann McBride?
Yes.
Has made contact.
Right.
And?
Yes.
Vera Ellen Ryson?
Yes.
Not a retard.
Bravo! Bravo!
Not a retard. We know where she works.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of retards work there.
Right?
But I don't think functioning retards work there.
Very good. So now we have the answer. And your instincts were right, and silly me.
Well, but I still think she's got some crappy friends or family to put this ad in the newspaper.
You know, if she's got a tight group, it's pretty damn hysterical, actually. I mean, put it in the post for all to see.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, thanks to VA for finding that out. And, oh, I got to read this right now. This is exciting. The Tower Records will bring us the NFL playoff show today with JP from Fox NFL Sunday.
Very good.
Because Rich Eisen has just got a scheduling conflict, man.
Oh, dear.
Don't you get this?
Yeah, man.
He's Rich Eisen. He's hot. He's in the entertainment magazine.
And it's a big weekend for him. But isn't it a big weekend for JB, too?
Yeah, it is, right, yeah. JB, the working man's
yes.
commentator, as opposed to Pretty Boy Rich Eisen.
Yeah, I meant Mr. Dove-like hands Rich Eisen.
JB will be joining us from Philly. And when we talk about football, we'll be brought to you by Tower Records. Tower.com, your only source for music and movies. Every store is staffed with experts who can help you find your next favorite CD or DVD. Isn't this kind of clever how I've just woven this commercial when you thought we were back from commercials already?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
See, it has to be done on the network, though.
See how you did that?
On sale now at Tower and Tower.com, the critically acclaimed Vivid Friday Night Lights with Billy Bob, plus the brand-new CD, the documentary from the game, and 2005's... Oh, can't do that. With the music, with them singing.
Too much
I can
going
do it
on.
When they're not singing.
Turn Me Loose, Striking.
2005's hottest new CD, the documentary.
The documentary?
Thanks, Mike. The documentary.
Armageddon. Documentary.
And here I was saying that this woman, you know, looked like a retard. Look at that. I sound like a retard.
Wait till your next birthday.
Documentary.
Happy birthday,
Don. Time sure has been busy.
Documentary. From the game, with guest appearances from 50 Cent, Eminem, and more. Mm-hmm. Tower Records open late every night, many till midnight. Go to Tower Online, Tower.com, Tower Records. Everything worth hearing is here.
Documentary. That is a tough word, documentary.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's documentary.
I've stumbled on that one.
I just said it again.
Documentary.
Documentary.
But when you see it on print, it's easy to say.
Yes.
It's easy to know what it is. When you see it, and, you know, like our wonderful copy here, quite often you will get the docu and then mentory on the next page because they don't know how to write copy.
And I guess there's a documentary based on Friday Night Lights, right?
Uh-huh.
2005's hottest new CD, the documentary.
Documentary.
Jeez.
You're reading it off the page again. If you just said it.
Let me see. How does it look on the page?
There you go. Take a look at the copy, man.
I think the game is the band.
All right.
There's a band called The Game?
I don't know. I don't.
Talking Football with Rich Eisen. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a different.
Go halfway down the page, Mike.
All right.
Whatever the case, this is the best radio copy ever.
Well, I think I'm an idiot.
Get double credit.
Go ahead, read it, Mike. What's it say?
Well, no, it's just 2005's hottest new CD, the documentary. But it is there's something about the way that's written.
Oh, thank you for trying to cover for me. I'm just
no, because it would you would think, really, the way the mind processes it, you would read it as and 2005's hottest new CD, the document. Not the doc, you know, because when you think of documentary, it's a documentary. What now?
Right.
What do you have some clarification on
that? Hi, Bethann. Hi there. Beth Ann, to a microphone, please, darling. To a microphone, please.
Well, the name of the CD is the doc... No, he's got me singing. Documentary from The Game.
From The Game.
What, the name of the CD is the documentary?
Right.
And the artist is The Game?
The Game.
Hey, listen, all I know is I'm not reading the goddamn commercial again. They've gotten 5 minutes now. Tower.com.
Would you? One more time?
No, go, please. You come read it next time.
Okay.
Okay, you come read it next time.
All right.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Was this people telling me who this band is? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to know if they'd seen the movie The Aviator.
Okay.
We'll ask them.
Get out of here.
So when you say to someone, do you have tickets to the game, you could actually mean a hot new band.
I totally can see how this got screwed up.
I think it's the best copy we've
not,
ever
I'm
had.
I'm not just defending you on that.
Stupid.
I swear to God, it's the
I'm
way
just
it is.
Stupid. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, turn your radio down. Hello.
Sorry.
Come on, if you're going to say I'm stupid, you got to have your radio turned down, or you look stupid, too.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, I thought I was still talking to the guys that put me through. Yeah, if you still need a...
Or just go ahead and hang up.
Unbelievable.
Go ahead and just hang up. Turd.
It's going to snow.
You turd.
I better call in because it's going to snow.
I hope he doesn't drive an automobile.
I am having a meltdown weekend because of this football thing. And no commercials here. I'm not going to read a commercial now. It's just really hitting me that it's it's Sunday. I mean, I know I've discussed...
Is this going to be the thing about where it's going to end soon?
Yeah, but here's the pisser about it.
This is earlier than it's ever happened.
But here's the pisser about it, and this is why I bring it up, and I indulge me for just 30 seconds, and I'll let it go.
Okay.
I'm used to the fact that it's the last weekend of football, but because television is the NFL's bitch, the game, the first game on Sunday, doesn't even start until 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that's garbage.
Now, listen, here's the deal. On Sundays, on NFL Sundays, here's what I do. I start at 8:30 in the morning with the show on ESPN with Ron Jaworski.
Right.
Then I do what I got to do. I see my family, everything else. 11 o'clock.
His name is Jaws.
11 o'clock, I'm to the ESPN show. 12 noon, I go to the JB show. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, it's all football. But now this weekend.
But at 12 noon, you're usually ramping up for hopefully a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. And you're ready, then 1 o'clock the game is on. And then all the games are on, or even if it's just one. But the thing is, now on Sunday, like even the crap shows that I watched before, now they don't start until 2 o'clock.
Which are you upset about more, the fact that they've moved the games later or that they haven't filled the morning hours
that they have moved
with
the game,
quality NFL programming?
That they have moved the game later, because here's why. The special time, the sacred time, is Sunday morning going into early Sunday afternoon. What they've done is they've taken this sacred time, and all for the sake of another dollar, they've put it later in the day, meaning that the time that used to be just mine, just football to soak it in, now it starts at 3, and the other game's at 6:30, which means that game's going to be on till 10 o'clock at night, and I like
what
it.
What time the second game starts at what time?
6:30.
They're going to overlap.
No, they're not. If the one that starts at 3 goes more than 3.5 hours, they'll wait on the start time for the second game.
They're going to do that.
Yeah, what's the championship games?
All right. There's no way in hell that game at 3 o'clock is going to end at 6:30.
Well, I think they can get a game in 3.5 hours, although they do add a lot of crap when it's the championship
game. Yeah, it might be a blowout. If it's a close game, it'll be a long game.
Listen, either way, I'm going to love the games. I just don't like the fact that the season is ending, and then after this, there's 2 weeks now, and then just one Super Bowl, and then that's it until next year. And the whole routine has changed now. On Sunday, my wife all of a sudden has got this bright idea that on Sunday we're going to be able to do something together on Sunday, because after all, darling, the games don't even start until 3 o'clock.
That's the rub.
When I've normally been able to slide away from that, because she'll say, what do you want to do today? And I'd say, hey, come on, holy day, daddy's day. You know, all the games are on, all the shows are on. Right.
But part of this is still you're kind of fixating on the fact that it's over, that it's almost over. Why can't you just get into the games now? And fact that it's the game.
For today. I'll give you another example.
You just eat up all that analysis.
I've given this before, but it's not only football. I bought the John Grisham book because I like all his books.
Right.
Okay, and I can read like the whole book in a day if I sit down with nothing to do. And that's not because I'm super smart. It's because he writes in real big letters and it's real easy to understand. That's why he's such a best-selling author, because he writes what most people think is garbage, but I like it. Well, I dive into a John Grisham book, and I dive in, and it's like, oh, this is great. I've always got a go-to. When I'm bored, when I need a moment, I've got a book to go to.
Right.
And I'm cool with the book that I'm reading right now. The Broker is the name of it, because I'm not halfway through it yet. As soon as I see the bookmark hits the halfway spot,
I know
I'm going to start thinking, this is a pisser, because every time I read this book, I'm closer to the end of it.
That's right.
And it's going to be over, and there's not going to be another John Grisham book out for another 6 months.
Well, if you like your author, I can understand that. Yeah, I get that feeling about books.
But I'm that way about football.
I know.
That I don't want it to end.
Not me.
I don't. I know.
Good for you, Mike. You're lucky, really. I'm serious. We make that joke about me not reading. I really don't read enough.
Oh,
I really
don't.
You were
talking about football. I didn't know you.
No, I'm talking about the reading thing. I'm listening to both of you guys going, yeah, I have the same thing. And I remember when I have read a book, I feel that way. But I don't. See, my sport is baseball, and like when I was enjoying the best season, it was the moment. And then there was a letdown after the fact.
Screw the moment. Listen, let's cut the brass tacks.
Don't you get pumped up? I mean, you got training camp in just a couple of months.
6 months, and really,
there is more time, isn't there? October, November. See, there's more time, much more time between the end of the football season and their ramp up than there is between the end of the baseball season.
I'm not placated by this placebo of NFL Europe, even though I watch it in arena football.
See, now I understand.
God knows I'll watch that too.
You will. So you basically have to go to August. before you get your real football.
No, and Mike, now because they're the bitch of television.
Yeah.
Really, after Labor Day, that's when the season starts.
Yeah. Now, okay. So I understand that. Now I know the way.
The exhibition games I can get through. That's like getting some smack that's not really good.
Yeah.
But it's enough to get you through until the good stuff until the good H arrives.
I'm the same way with pie. If I sit down with a pie, I'm real excited for the first half, and then when I see
Rob,
it disappearing.
You're not joking, are you? I mean, that is food related. I know I can be the same way with ice cream.
Comedies.
When you're sitting there and you're enjoying ice cream so much, and you're going, man, I think I've only got 3 bites left.
It's almost gone.
You're doing the same thing that some people just do with food.
When I've sat down, like today, I'm reading the paper, and I think to myself, oh, it's going to be snowing this weekend. It's going to be great at both games. All 4 teams are good. Then I think, why am I getting excited about this? Because Sunday night, I'm going to be terribly depressed. Because Sunday night, it's over.
And then they have the big show, the Super Bowl. So depressed through the whole Super Bowl then?
Yes. And here's the thing. Here's why. Because I'm in love with the NFL. I'm not having a fling with the NFL. It's not like I'm meeting the NFL and I'm just making a mattress squeak and then
the NFL is your lover.
Yes. Yes.
And your dominant lover.
Yes. I am the bitch.
You're
for
Mrs.
the NFL.
NFL.
Yes.
But you have the Rich
Eisen dress on.
You have the Rich Eisen program. Oh, doesn't that help?
Let's be honest. You know.
Must we?
that's like giving
a trip to the clinic, isn't it? That helps you get through the night.
No, it's not.
It's methadone.
I think I totally understand because
that's what I was trying to think. That's methadone.
I totally understand because the way the length of time. Now I dig what you're saying because I didn't understand.
And also, the other great thing about football is that because I love it so much and my wife knows it, for my whole life with my wife, which is more than half my life now. I get a pass on Sunday. Every Sunday I get a pass. And even late in the season when there's Saturday game, I get a pass.
Pass revoked. We're entering into antiquing zone.
Yeah, I get a pass. It's like there is nothing expected of me because
she knows been punched.
Because she knows that I'm just going
to
be drinking alone and watching football.
You need to fill that void.
No, I don't.
You need to fill that void with something. No, I'm talking about
because my wife is going to say I should fill it with her.
No. Get another hobby.
Although I'd like to. Trust
get another.
Me, that just doesn't happen anymore.
Get another hobby.
Can't, Mike.
Yeah. Now that's ridiculous.
What kind of hobby?
What you just said is dumb. You can't get another hobby. Of course
you
can.
Hey, don't call me dumb. You can call me stupid. Don't call me
dumb. That's stupid then because you can get another hobby. You can fill
don't
that void.
Don't call me stupid. You can call me dumb.
How about professional racing?
What, like NASCAR?
How about racing?
What, NASCAR?
NASCAR. You dug it when you went down there.
Yeah, it's not like football,
though. But you don't ever totally get into it.
It's not like football. Hold on.
How about horses?
Hey, Lamont?
Yeah.
Hello, Lamont.
The Game is a rapper. He's on the same label that Eminem and 50 Cent's on. Dr. Dre produced the album, and the album is called The Documentary.
Boy, are we white, and boy, are we old.
Kind of confusing to say The Documentary by The Game. That's probably where...
It's a great CD.
That's the best way to do it.
I've got it in my car now.
What's your favorite cut on the CD, Rob?
I like cut 3.
Okay, good. Good.
Now see what you've done.
We're just hanging up.
Chased him away.
Hello, Paul. Don and Mike show, Paul.
Yeah, Lamont stole my thunder. But hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Isn't it colder than a freezer box out there today?
It is. It's colder than I got a cold place in my office. It's colder than the cold place.
Freezer box.
We've not had freezer box on the show for a long time. Time machine.
Yeah.
Golf machine.
Golf machine.
Whatever you want to call that is okay with me.
Okay with me.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, enough about this football thing, because you'll hear me bitch about it on Monday. Trust me. It's time for another edition of Don and Mike Affiliate Roulette.
Yeah.
Our Affiliate Roulette 2005. So let's spin right now.
The lady tonight.
Yeah, and, this is where we find out who's running the show. Because even though we have a pretty good deal with our network now, Westwood One.
Oh, that's rich.
We've got an affiliate list at donandmikewebsite.com.
Yes.
Still, we have no idea who carries the show.
Right.
We have no idea how we're doing in any of these cities.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is every once in a while, we go to the casino, we spin the wheel, and we call a couple of radio stations to see how we're doing. And it's rolling, and it's stopping on... Okay. San Luis Obispo, California.
Fantastic.
I don't know if it's ever stopped there before. The radio station that it says we're being broadcast on is KXTY.
Wow.
Get it? KXTY.
Do we get calls from San Luis Obispo? I don't believe we do.
I don't think we do.
You know, the thing is, when I look at the phones, I think I've seen this area code, 805.
Mm-hmm. I think I have.
Station is 99.7 FM.
I'm not sure.
So we're going to call now. This is Affiliate Roulette.
San Luis Obispo, sir.
Find out if they're still running the show.
Yes.
Blower.
The last time I checked, we had 41 affiliates. Oh, and Travis, I'll tell them they're on the air.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello. Oh, is this KXTY?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now, I think, on KXTY. Are we on your station now?
You are.
Yeah. Oh, what a relief. How's the show doing?
How's it doing?
Yes.
I never get to listen to it because I have to work, but I love it.
How come you answered the phone hello instead of KXTY?
I said, oh, you're talking when I said AGM radio.
What do you do?
Are
you
broadcasting and you should have been tuning in?
Are you the receptionist?
Yeah.
And
plus.
What? Plus. Plus. You do a lot of other things there.
Well, buddy. Around all the time and everything.
Receptionist plus.
Yeah, they're scared of me. Isn't that cool?
Yes. We are thrilled to know that we are still on the station. Can you tell us what the format of KXTY is?
The format of KXTY is news, talk, and sports.
Excellent. News, talk, and sports. And how long have we been on your radio station?
Well, you know, you were on for a while, and then you were off, and now you're back on again. So I think you've been... Don, I'm like, you know what? Let me let you talk to the general manager.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, no, that'd be delightful.
Oh, God, no, Mike.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, God.
No, she's great.
She? Even better.
I can't do that. Goodbye. I'm sorry. Listen, I've got my rules, Mike.
Station of the Amazon.
You missed a wonderful opportunity to hate.
There are some jobs that girls just can't have.
Didn't we have some lady?
Thank you, Rob.
We had some good relationship with a female GM one time, yeah. I forgot where she was from, but it was another market and you knew her.
It was the lady in...
Seattle?
In Reno?
Or maybe Reno, yeah.
In Reno, yeah. She was nice.
Well, we're on in San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it San Luis Obispo?
San Luis Obispo.
Louis.
I think I remember that from before. Okay. Well, anyway, we're still on there. That's a surprise.
Well, that's good news. Let's see if we get lucky on our second spin.
And this time, okay, this is I hope it let... Come on, big bucks. Come on. Oh, yes.
Look at that.
What do we got?
Charleston, South Carolina, where we are allegedly heard every night from 7 till 11 on WQSC.
QSC. Would that be an AM station?
1340, Mike.
Yeah. But you know something? It's better at night on AM.
Well, it goes farther.
Yeah, it does. Especially they're right down near the water.
Unless they have to reduce power at sundown.
I bet we can be heard in France.
Okay, here we go.
You never know, Rob. You never know.
And it's just been my experience. Whenever a general manager is on the phone, all kidding aside, male or female,
yes,
it always goes bad, and we end up losing the affiliate.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes?
This is WQSC?
This is Kirkland Broadcasting.
Correct. Hi, this is Don and Mike, and we're on the air right now doing a show that I think will be heard tonight at 7 on your radio station, WQSC.
Okay.
Costco is selling radio stations now?
Costco?
Yeah.
No.
You said it's a Kirkland broadcast.
That's the name of the state. Now, come on. Do you want to speak to somebody back at QSC?
Hey, yeah. It's Friday, lady. Lighten up.
Sure, yeah. Wait, can't you tell we're talented DJs, though?
Of course I can. Oozes out of you.
Yes, it sure does ooze out.
This is the second cool receptionist we've talked to.
All right, well, yeah, all we're calling to find out is if the radio station is still, in fact, broadcasting our show.
Well, if you will hold on one moment, I will find out.
Is the general manager on the property?
Mike? No. We don't want to talk to him.
Everyone is here.
Okay, cool. Can you just find a schedule to tell me if we're on?
I will.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Don's right, because they get on, it's like, hey, let me try my stick with you.
I know.
Here's my stick, yeah.
I mean, I don't care if these are the worst affiliates in the world. There are affiliates.
That's right.
And the deal is now.
Well, the show's on the air today, guys.
Yeah.
It's on for today. Don't get me mad now.
Because it always goes bad with the GMs.
You're right. Sometimes, like, horribly bad, where we legitimately get angry.
Yeah. Although not always bad with the lady GM.
No.
As I think back to the year.
Don and Mike.
1978 it was.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, are we still on the station?
Don and Mike is actually still right here on the radio station.
Hey, how about that?
Great. How would the show be doing?
I'm assuming it's doing well or you wouldn't be here.
Very good.
All right, darling. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Bye-bye.
That's Charles.
Rob, I'll offer her an autograph next time.
Yes, I once worked
for a woman who is a very powerful woman in the radio business now. Mm-hmm. She's highly respected.
78, you said?
77, going into 78. Way back in the day.
Was it in New York?
New York, yeah, New York. Had a close relationship with her.
She was kind of a hands-on GM, wasn't she?
Yeah. She was.
I worked for a female news director.
Now we can't mention names.
No, we can't. It was about the weird. It was like a Mrs. Robinson thing. Really, I'm serious. I was not even 20 years old yet.
What shift did you have? Up there? What time did you get off?
That time, Mike, that time would vary. The time that I would get off would vary.
You had a flexible schedule at that point.
Sometimes my shift was 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, if there was a long record on, I get off earlier.
Wonderful.
And it didn't happen all the time.
Of course not.
It only happened one time. But boy, it was a good job.
Yeah, I heard.
Good job. Let's spin this wheel again.
Here you go.
I got news for you. We are 2 for 2 on this baby today.
And both very pleasant conversations with the director of First Impressions.
Oh, and this time we are going to... Olean?
Olean,
New York.
Olean, that sounds mid-state to me.
I think it's Western New York.
Western mid-state.
Buffalo, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know. Well, if anybody knows, anybody out there listening,
they're probably going to get snow this weekend too. They always get snow out there. Olean. Wonder if that's anywhere near Pulaski.
You know,
I went to a wedding in Pulaski.
It's the same area code as Buffalo.
That's also the trade name for Olestra. Olean.
Thank you for calling WMXO,
WOEN. Yes, hi, WOEN. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now, and we're calling just to make sure that our show is still being broadcast on your station.
Well, you just hang on just 1 minute.
Well, we certainly will.
I think it's been the same receptionist at all three stations.
All very perky. Well, it's Friday.
Hold on.
One answering service for all of them.
What the hell is this?
Isn't this your show?
This is like every piece of crap country record. You know, there's some country, like, I like Kenny Chesney, okay?
Thanks, Dave.
Dave?
Yeah?
Dave, this is Don and Mike, whoever you are. Dave, we're on the air. We're on the air, and we are just wondering if we are currently being heard on WOEN.
No, you're not.
Oh.
Well, when did...
However, I can tell you that you're being heard on a very cool radio station in Buffalo.
WBUF?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right,
now I'm confused.
Ding, that's right.
Hold on.
are you the program director?
It depends on how you look at it.
No, are you the program director?
Sure.
Let's see, this can't go well. No.
No, okay, so I have you on my list, but...
I've got Rob on my list.
What?
You've what? But remember, we're talking to a program director.
Program director.
It will be impossible to communicate.
So I'm just trying figure out... Are you running the show or not?
No.
And why aren't you running it?
It was canceled before I even got here.
How long ago was that?
April.
How far are you?
April.
And what is now? January.
We're nearing the first anniversary of
April of last year.
April of 2000.
April of last year. But you're close to Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Right. So why would we want to be on this piece of crap station anyway?
I used to run you guys when I worked at KFH in Wichita.
Good. Like that counts.
All right. How far away are you from Buffalo?
60 miles.
Yeah. Oh, so that 92.9's got to get all over you, right?
Yes.
Right.
Is that the main reason our show was canceled?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fun.
Okay. Well, how do you know you weren't there?
Paperwork.
Paperwork.
Paper trail.
Paperwork. Can you tell us what you're running instead of us?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What is it?
Hannity.
Hannity, hey, he's dynamic.
He's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Man, is he good.
Mm. Oh, yeah, he's a winner.
Chicks dig him.
I think he sucks.
Yeah, you ain't kidding for $400 a month.
$400 a month. Hey, you know what? You had some good answers for us today. Yeah.
I love you guys. I listen to you guys every night on my own.
I believe it. Thank you.
All right, thanks. See you later. Bye-bye.
There he goes. He actually didn't make me angry. He said, you know, because they'll all say what's on their mind. Right?
You know, though, he would have made you angry.
And yeah. Did, after a
eventually,
while?
Eventually, sure.
Oh, you bet he would have.
And did we find the going rate for the Sean Hannity show then?
I believe
that
so.
It's $100 a week to run the Sean Hannity? That's... Hey, listen, even we charge more than that.
That's pretty good, isn't
even
it?
Even we charge more than that.
Yeah. That's a bargain.
But that's
okay,
pretty funny.
Let's end this edition of Affiliate Roulette.
That put me in a great mood.
Yeah. Two for three. And as it turns out, it's... whatever I said in the beginning, the number was minus one now.
Minus one. And that's why we do it, so we can find out what's going on. Get the Sharpie and put a big line through that one.
I will. However, the good news is we are still being heard in San Luis Obispo, California.
Right.
And we're also being heard in, God, I forgot the other one. Jesus Christ.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Right, WQSC, and we're off, but only in New York, but we've been off since April, so I guess the town has had time to adjust to our not being there.
Yeah, and we're on a flamethrower, WBUF, on FM, and Sean Hannity's, you know, getting his $400 a month on a crappy AM station.
It's a good day. Luck is a lady today. Thank you. There you go, everybody. All right, that's how you play Affiliate Roulette. Yeah. On the Don and Mike Show. And happy birthday, Vera Rizin.
Yes, sir. Who we have established is perfectly normal.
Well.
Big Sean Hannity fan.
And, you know, I've just figured out if you take out her middle name, her name is almost Verizon.
Verizon.
Oh, almost.
Well, so now she's not only normal, she's wealthy. That's incredible.
I guess so.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, listen. Speaking of, can you hear me now?
Yes.
You got the instrument, Robbie?
I do.
Listen to this, folks.
Instrument.
It's time for you to win some money on the Don and Mike Show.
Wow, listen to that.
That's right. We're up for an edition of They Just Won't Listen.
Ah.
This is where you call us at 877-365-3636. You got someone who just won't listen.
Mm-hmm.
Something simple you want to tell them, they just don't get.
It can be incredibly simple, right?
Yes, it sure can.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Now that you have a schedule, no more free plugs for your restaurant.
Okay.
Something very simple.
Yeah, thanks.
Mike.
Yeah.
I was only kidding.
Okay.
But Mike.
Yeah.
You do have to dish onion breath today.
Thank you very much, Don. That's true.
See, that's how you get
but
people.
But see, I listened to you, so you didn't need to do that.
Right.
For me.
I know.
But if it didn't,
I know, Mike.
That's right.
But as you know, this thing is goddamn intoxicating, isn't it?
No, once you have it, it's fantastic.
They could probably hear me and only in New York with this.
Yeah, and he seems to like us, so I'm glad he can hear you.
Attention, citizens.
What about the siren?
Oh, the siren. God, yeah. Wait, where is it?
Right there.
Oh.
There we go.
That's nice and annoying. So everybody gets a chance to make a call with the bullhorn, me and Mike and Rob and Buzz and everybody. And when we make the calls for you,
it's Rob.
We'll pay you $50 American for each one we make. So call us right now at 877-365-3636. But there must be somebody that you want to say something to.
It can be a coworker, it can be a spouse, it can be a lover, it can be anyone.
And the bottom line has to just be, they just don't listen.
Absolutely.
Just don't get it. So call now. You can't help yourself, can you? And we'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, this is an emergency, and it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately.
Right.
So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got all the megaphone stuff hollering stuff.
Don and
do with megaphones. Damn, she's loud.
I like that. We haven't heard that in a while.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he's just left this floor, and I asked him to say he has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
Don't be hating the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. Let's start this thing. They just won't listen with our big megaphone.
Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studio. Stat.
This is another tape that has, like, that sound.
Yeah,
like
the urgent sound.
Yeah. It's very urgent.
It's very urgent.
It's
Paging
real.
Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studio. Stat.
Yeah, all right, sir.
As B.O. Bob would say. Let's see. Rob, need the megaphone, please. And... all right, here we go. So we can get somebody $50. Hello, Randy.
Yes.
Randy, turn down your radio, please, my friend.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
That's interesting, too.
Randy, are you cruising along the highway right now?
I am.
Yeah, what's that whistling noise?
How about that's my window. It's loose.
How about rolling it up, ass?
Yeah, it's broken, so it doesn't...
So it won't roll up?
Right.
See, we've got to hear that sound during this whole call.
Maybe.
Now, are you leaning on it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I thought
Randy,
it would be.
Thank you for that. It's your wife who just won't listen. What is it that your wife doesn't hear that you want to tell her?
Well, I work late a lot because of my job. I work in hotels.
Yeah.
And she thinks I'm having have a girlfriend.
And you want to make it real clear to her that you don't?
Right, and I, like... well, mostly, even every night this week, I've had to work till like 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, and I come home, and she says, and the other night when it snowed, you know, it took me 4 hours to get home, and she thinks I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Wow. All right, so Don can make it clear.
No problem, dude. So the message is, you love your wife, you don't have a girlfriend, you're just out there slaying the dragon.
Yeah, you're not working hard enough to get that window fixed, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm working late for.
All right, what is your wife's first name, Randy?
It's Maria.
And what's your girlfriend's name?
We've only been married 6 months. So
six months. Okay.
A young marriage.
So it's impossible that you could cheat after 6 months.
Right.
Right.
So Don, since he's making the request, we have to simply pass along the information.
All right, hold on.
And also, she doesn't speak very good English. She's Spanish.
Is she a mail order bride? What's up with that?
No. She speaks English pretty good, but she may not understand everything you say on the phone. But okay. We'll try it.
Well, all the better. Clever on your part.
I speak the international language of love. Hold on
That's
a second.
Good.
Rob, you having any luck over there?
She's not answering. Perhaps she's listening to WHFS.
El Sol.
El Sol.
No answer on four rings.
Well, the way they put the uno.
Four rings and nothing. Gotta let you go.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Rob, nothing? Nope.
That 12 answering machine.
Right. She's at her boyfriend's house.
All right, hold on. Here's Randy. Randy.
Randy? This ain't Randy. This is Jason.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
This is
Bye.
Jason.
Bye, Jason. Hello, Randy?
Yes.
Randy, we don't...
Yeah. Yes, we do. He's here.
We got him. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and make... what's the name, Randy?
His name's Kim.
Kim. His name is Kim?
It's a girl's name.
It's a girl's name.
What do you want to tell him, Randy?
Well, I moved down here to work with him about a year ago, and he's going to give me a raise.
Excuse me, sir. Where is down here? Where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
All right, you're in Vegas. And
he still hasn't given me a raise, and I think it's time, and... He's just not seeing it.
Well, you know, I tell you, you might be surprised. This is a great strategy for getting a raise.
Oh, yeah.
So. you've asked for a raise and just hasn't happened. You know what we call Don when he's got the megaphone?
The closer.
that's what we call him.
Hold on. Rob's trying to get
him. Hi, Kim. We have your son Randy on the phone. This is the Don and Mike radio show. He's one of
So it's, your dad is your boss?
Yeah, he owns a company. I moved down to work with him.
Oh, yeah, that's not the same.
That's totally not the same at all.
Not the same, but hold on a second.
But you know, you can always modify it.
Sure, of course.
Hello, is this Kim?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kim. My name is Don. I'm from the Don and Mike show. All my friends are here with me, but I'm the only one with a megaphone right now. Okay. We're doing a segment called They Just Won't Listen. And your son called, and at first he said he had a boss who wouldn't give him a raise. So I was supposed to tell you over a megaphone to give him a raise, but now because I know that you're his freaking dad, and he's been sucking off your male teeth like Robert De Niro in Meet the Fockers, where he says, "Oh, Greg, I have nipples. Do you think you could milk me? I think you should fire Randy's ass."
I think so. His ass is fired.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.
Bravo, sir.
Why won't they listen?
Salute to you, sir.
Goodbye.
Good job.
Goodbye.
Job done. I take it this young man will not be winning the $50.
Right, Randy?
It's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. No gruel for you.
I like that
Bye-bye.
Thank you, though.
You're welcome. Mike, here's the megaphone.
Oh, I love to do this.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go to Chris in Portland, Oregon. Chris.
How about you, Don?
Oh, God.
How about you, Don? One bet.
Chris, who is it that you would like Mike to call with the megaphone who just will not listen?
My dumbass brother, Scott.
What does your dumbass brother, Scott, do?
He's 19 years old. He sleeps all day. He stays awake at night and plays on the damn internet, and he will not get up and get a job.
Right. Sounds like you could sign him up for a session at Clemson University.
I mean, all right. And his name is what?
Scott.
Oh. Hey there, Scott.
You can.
Mr. Powers.
If you did it,
I have a giant laser.
He's on the Don and Mike radio show, and he's won a contest. Can we put your voice on the air?
Hold on there, Chris. Mike's going to talk to your brother. All right, Mike, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Scott.
Yep.
This is Mike from the Don and Mike Show, and I'm calling on behalf of your brother, Chris. You know Chris, right? He's your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, this is the message. Stop sleeping in and being so damn lazy. Fat, dumb, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. You've got to get up, get out of bed, go get a job, not spend the entire night till the wee hours of the morning on the internet. Get your ass out of bed and go get a job! That is a message from your brother Chris, Scott.
Talk to him like Dr. Evil.
Hello, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously not pulling your weight in your relationship. Your brother, Chris, is extraordinarily disappointed in you. You are not doing your job. You're not pulling your weight. You're basically taking advantage of everyone around you. Therefore, Scott, are you listening to me?
Oh, I'm here.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
All right, Scott, repeat after me. I, Scott. Will do whatever I can.
Will do whatever I can.
To pull my own weight.
To pull my own weight.
No matter how fat and dead it is.
No matter how fat and dead it is.
I will change my ways for my brother Chris.
I will change my ways for my brother Chris.
Or die.
Or die.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. I hope Chris was satisfied.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Thanks for calling.
He's a bystander.
This is intoxicating, sir.
Chris?
Yeah?
Chris, now, do you think that did any help? Did any good at all?
I hope so.
I certainly do, too.
That's a $50 winner for you.
Excellent.
Thank you. And you're listening in Portland on Max 910, right?
Absolutely.
Right on. Hold on a second, Mike.
That was terrific.
May I request, Robbie, if you'll run that over to Buzz, or Buzz right over here.
You're going halfway.
We'll let Buzz have one shot.
Don't take it away. Don't take it. Oh.
Oh, there, and it's gone, Mike.
Oh.
And it's gone. Here is Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey there, Don and Mike.
Hi, welcome to
that's
the.
Loud.
That was Buzz doing that.
Buzz did that.
That's Buzz with the megaphone.
It
now.
Is fun.
Welcome
Buzz,
to the.
You're a crazy man.
They yes, just won't listen.
Buzz has the loudest microphone of all three of us with all that special processing to make his voice sound low.
Really?
Yeah, he's got the Howard Stern mic.
Oh God! Don't get me started.
Sean, who is it that just won't listen?
My wife, Luann.
Well, obviously, but why won't you? Well, just because she's your wife. What is it that she won't listen about or to?
Every time I take a look around, she's reading romance novels. She just reads romance novels all day, all afternoon, all night.
And never has time to you know, really fulfill her marital obligations?
Or clean the house?
Precisely.
You know, doesn't clean the house, doesn't make me the happy man I could be.
Were you getting emotional there? What is your name?
Little. I'm kind of sensitive. I'm sorry.
Sean, yes. Stop being a girly man.
No way. All right, I'll try.
What's your wife's name?
Luann.
Okay, hold on a second.
Boy, this seems like an American Idol bad contestant.
Hold on, Sean.
Luann.
Hey, hang on.
It's King of the Hill, Mike. Uncle Hank.
What is the problem with those romance novels?
Well, Uncle Hank.
Hey, what? Uncle Hank.
She's a hot cartoon.
Yeah,
she still is.
She's a hot
Luann.
Cartoon. Yeah.
You know who else is hot? Peggy Hill. They are big feet.
You like Peggy Hill?
No.
No.
Buzz, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. What's her name again?
Luann.
Hey, Luann.
Luann.
Hello.
Hello, Luann. This is Buzz Burbank from the Don and Mike Show. Your husband, Sean, has asked us to call in a segment we call They Just Won't Listen. There's a message he's been trying to get through to you. Are you with me, Luann?
Yes, I am.
There's a message he's been trying to get through to you for some time, and he doesn't feel he succeeded, so he's asked me to call with the megaphone to try to make this impression on you. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Here's the problem, Luann. You're reading romance novels all the time and not trying to make Sean happy. You're not cooking his meals, cleaning the house. You're not living up to your marital obligations, and Sean is frustrated. Luann?
Yes?
I understand why you're reading the romance novels.
Yeah, see, now he's switching. He can switch. He's the only one of us who can make that switch.
He can do this.
But you've got to make Sean happy. Do you get the message, Luann?
I got the message.
All right, very good. Just don't let him catch you reading the novel.
I thought he was going to go full-fledged with the sexy buzz again.
Me too. Why don't you try to sex her up a little bit?
Because, hey, you know, she might not be happy in the marriage. That's why she's reading it. She's looking for something else, Buzz.
Is there a reason you're reading the romance novels, Luann?
It's excellent mind candy.
Yeah, but do the novels give you something that perhaps Sean can't deliver?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think he's an awesome person.
Well, then clean the house!
All right.
Buzz, that was most outstanding. That was good. Yeah, I hung up on her. Hey, Sean?
Yes, sir.
There you go. That's 50 American dollars for you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
And I think that we all now know the hell that you live in.
Yeah.
thank you for playing the game, Sean.
Thank you.
I like Buzz losing it.
Go home and unfreeze that thing.
Losing it at the end.
Yeah, get
you down. Yeah, untie that thing.
All right, Rob, we got to go to break. We don't have time for you to make a call, but if you'd like to just, you got a message? You got anything besides just that goddamn siren?
Hello, everybody in Sacramento! Try harder to be a member of our species!
Wow.
Well, that's how we play. They just won't listen.
That was a great segment.
We got a break.
I like that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rest assured, we're not going to hand you over to the police, so my advice to you again is this. Run and hide.
Yeah, Andy Garcia.
Yeah. 98% perfect. All of the time. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what a hoot and so totally refreshing.
Hey, listen, for everything about our show, go to www.donandmikewebsite.com. The daily download, the daily log, pictures.
Store.
Thanks, Mike. We're the best of store.
Thanks.
See, let's be honest. It ain't like Mike's, you know, making all the money off the t-shirts.
Right, eh?
Yeah.
It's not like we're getting rich off t-shirts either, but no. But if you buy more, we might.
Yeah. So we do the plug for the website, and then the way that we've kind of worked this good cop, bad cop thing is that I say, you know, you get the pictures and the daily downloads.
All free.
And then the daily logs, and then Mike says,
buy something at the damn store.
Now, joining us from Florida for the Trump wedding.
Wow.
From Access Hollywood, here is lottery winner Billy Bush. Billy!
Hey, it's a little hectic down here. It's quite exciting.
Wow.
Of course it is, you son of a bitch.
Well, I mean everybody's talking about this. You're there, you're in the middle of all this, and it must be incredible. Are celebrities just bouncing off the walls?
I think they're starting to pull in tonight.
Now, listen, the weather here, as you know, on the East Coast, we're going to get bad weather. We're going to get snow. And, you know, it slows down D.C. to nothing when it snows. How great is the weather down there in wherever you are? What's the name of this compound?
Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
What's the weather right now, Billy?
It is absolutely crystal clear blue skies. The waves are crashing up against the beach.
Ah!
It's in the 80s.
Bastard. Wow. I won't mention the hotel that you're at, because I know you love your privacy, but they told us where you're staying. You rat. Do you have a nice...
In the contract, Don.
Yeah. Do you have a nice big room that looks over the water?
I'm going to tell you yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll feel a little better because you don't, but still, you're down there. You're going to the wedding.
Are you, Billy, seriously, I mean, you've been doing this Access Hollywood show for a relatively short time. Is this pretty exciting to be part of all this and to be a guest at this wedding?
It is. It is kind of. I mean, the guy just spares nothing. I mean, he built a ballroom to have the reception, a brand new ballroom to have the reception in.
Wow.
It's totally decadent in every way. Palm Beach is, like, prepared for it. Security's everywhere. It's a massive deal. Everyone in town is talking about it. But, you know, we uncovered, it's just very cool. I was reading the local paper this morning, and it said, Council President Alan Wyatt had a last-minute council meeting yesterday. Trump submitted an application because he wanted to have his big fireworks display at the reception. And this guy convened a special session of the council, and they voted him down.
Oh. Hey,
how about that?
And Trump and this guy go back. They have this. This is Trump's nemesis down here in Palm Beach. We call him the spoiler. So I tracked him down, and we had this guy. We interviewed him on why he turned down the Donald.
Okay, good.
And you got to watch tonight. It's fantastic. The spoiler is like he's going to be a star.
That's great.
So what is, beyond what you've had to do for Access Hollywood, when you're on your own there tonight, is there like a pre-wedding party you're going to? Or are you going out with anybody famous? Or are you just stay in your hotel room? What are you
going
to do?
I am going. My beautiful wife. Wife is landing and shortly, and she's coming up, and the two of us are going to a nice restaurant in Palm Beach together, just the two of us.
Just the two of
us. All right, so and she's right. Got to be pretty jacked about it too, I would imagine.
She's kind of, you know, she's really, she's not that way. She's kind of like, okay. I told her you have to come with me. I don't want to, you know, I don't like going to big events without you.
Let me also tell you, Billy, you'll grow out of that. I tell you, you'll grow out of that.
She's the best. She'll be with me, and she's got to be psyched.
I would think anybody that was involved with that. I mean, just on sheer spectacle. But that cracks me up about the city council guy that's voting it down.
The guy is, and I looked at him and I said, now, what happens if Donald goes ahead and fires off the bottle rockets anyway?
Yeah.
And he goes. Well, then we're gonna have to, you know, maybe he's gonna have to get. We're gonna fine him. I said, well, how much is the fine? Like $2,000? He goes, no, it's $1,000. I said, well, what do you mean? If I'm Donald, I'd blow off the fireworks and give the guy a grand.
Right, $1,000 is toilet paper to Donald Trump.
That's great.
But who's going to be there tomorrow night? Who are these, you know, and I know...
This list is exciting. Clint Eastwood is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi Klum, I'll believe it when I see it. Heidi Klum.
Okay, now that one I get. Clint Eastwood I don't get. What the hell?
Yeah, but I don't put Donald Trump and Clint Eastwood together.
I read Kelly Ripa will be there.
Kelly Ripa's coming.
I get that because you know she works for NBC and Kelly Ripa is friends with Regis. Is Regis Philbin going to be there?
I would. Regis is not going to be here because he was. He's playing an engagement in Vegas, baby.
Who's the almighty dollar? You know, Regis won't give that up.
Do you have any others? Would Clint Eastwood be the biggest surprise celebrity, or would there be any other celebrity we'd be blown away? Not blown away.
The governor, Arnold and Maria are coming.
Oh, man.
Oh. No, Jesus Christ.
Boris Yeltsin is coming.
Okay, sure. So now you're winning me over, Bill.
Are you serious? Boris Yeltsin
is sitting in the second row.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, right.
Shut up. So let's just be clear. Is Boris Yeltsin coming or not?
only to the reception.
Fair enough.
Okay, have a great time this weekend. Please, Monday, report to us on what really happened.
Yeah. I will give you the full story on Monday, bar nothing.
That'll be great.
Okay, everybody watch Billy tonight. Access Hollywood, NBC4, 7:30 around the country on your NBC affiliate. Check your local time.
Look for Council President Alan Wyatt in his debut.
I'm looking forward to that.
I will see him tonight. We'll see you tonight on TV. We'll talk to you Monday, Billy.
Okay, guys, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. There he is. Lottery winner.
That's right.
Billy Bush.
He's got to be excited. I mean, it's kind of a cool, it's the event.
Imagine that. I'm just thinking about the fact that he still likes going places with his wife.
You're having trouble getting by that one? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me too. Because I just love having her with me. Bro, dude, how long you been married? You know, how long has he been married? Well, it's
couple
been
years.
Less than a year. Or
I'm
years?
Not sure, guys. I'm not sure. I wouldn't be able to give you. Let me ask Boris Yeltsin.
Regis Philbin.
Regis Philbin's going to be in Las Vegas, guys.
I know you've probably heard the story about Bill Cosby.
Has anybody found out what the allegations are, though?
Yes, I've got them, and I have a statement.
Excellent.
And I have a statement from his lawyer.
Okay.
That is fantastic because it's so damning.
All right.
Where's that Mo Money tape? The Mo Deef minstrel show?
Mm-hmm.
We got the best Bill Cosby tape ever.
What are the allegations of Ragged's Rosenheisen?
Chet Kincaid. Remember that?
Because when I read it this morning, it was frustrating because you see, you know, these allegations and then there's nothing about them.
Nothing.
I know that there are network people who ask for hands on hips, shake your head, Mo money attitude, Mo life, Mo deef. Everybody wear, put the hat on backwards, everybody walk with the hip walk, and they all center around what I call minstrel show characters. The only thing is you don't have to put the makeup on.
So here's what Bill Cosby has been charged with. Okay, and I agree with Bill Cosby. A lot of the things that he says, like about how kids are just so screwed up with their heads up their butts,
right?
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to have one of these meetings last night in Cleveland,
okay,
where he was going to speak on
a town meeting, right,
on the
right.
state of how screwed up kids are.
Mm-hmm.
He postponed it because over a year ago, this allegedly happened with a female acquaintance. She has accused him of sexual assault. She lives in Toronto. She went to the Canadian authorities, and she said that he inappropriately touched her buttocks.
Oh, no.
Now, that's all the information that's available, except this quote that I found from Bill Cosby's attorney, a guy named Walter Phillips. Now, when I read this, it sounds to me like he's admitting something happened.
Okay.
Here's the quote from Bill Cosby's lawyer. He says the woman's claim, and you're going to hear all of this on TV except the last part. The quote is, the claim is utterly preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to say that what it amounts to is at the most, and I'm going to quote here, Bill did some inappropriate touching.
Wow.
So we know it's of the buttocks.
Well, so he patted a woman on the butt?
Well, it depends.
We don't know.
Depends. His lawyer is, you know, what you're going to hear is when they do the tease like tonight on News Channel, whatever it is, Bill Cosby's lawyer says it's utterly preposterous. But they don't put in the second part of the quote that, well, at the most it was inappropriate touching by Bill.
Can inappropriate touching be very, very bad?
Mike, there's bad touch and there's good touch.
Yeah, I haven't learned it yet.
Me either.
I let people touch me inappropriately all the time.
I tell you, I know the feeling, though, when it happens to me.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I know the difference between good touch and bad touch when it happens.
Good. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to decipher it yet.
America's Dumbest Cities.
Mm-hmm.
This is a list of the 101 dumbest cities in America.
Did Rob make this list?
No.
Oh, okay.
This list is from Men's Health Magazine.
Ah.
Now, let me see. I'm not going to tell you the stuff about red states versus blue states.
Okay.
We're just going to look at some of the cities.
Although you'd like to hear that, wouldn't you, Buzz?
Yes, I would.
And we'll highlight the cities that we broadcast
to. I'll figure it out. I'll assign colors.
That are on this list, because it goes from smartest to dumbest.
Uh-huh.
100 smartest to dumbest cities.
So we've got the smartest city at the top.
And that would be Minneapolis.
Minneapolis-St. Paul.
These rankings are based on number of bachelor's degrees, per capita number of universities, SAT scores, state creativity.
Now, I threw St. Paul in there. Do they count, too, or is it just Minneapolis?
Just Minneapolis.
Right. 3M, Honeywell, all those companies are headquartered there.
Okay, all of these cities are at the top with an A+.
Mm-hmm.
In order, they are Minneapolis, Boston, Denver, Mike, then St. Paul at number 4.
Okay, all right, so they're both there.
Seattle, San Francisco. We broadcast to San Francisco. They're the 6th smartest city.
Mm-hmm.
Madison, Wisconsin. We broadcast there. They're the 7th.
Mad city.
Followed by San Diego, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Portland, Oregon. And we're also heard in Portland. So we're in 3 of the top 10 smartest cities.
Yeah, we're in now with our radio show. We haven't heard where we live yet.
Mike, this is a shock. The 15th smartest city in America is Sacramento, California.
No!
I am not kidding you.
I knew it all along.
Their overall score is a B+.
Wow.
Minneapolis got an A+.
Wow.
Madison got an A, and Portland got an A-. Sacramento gets a B+.
That just sends me limping into the weekend.
We also have among the smarter cities.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm just going to go through the ones that we broadcast to. Austin, Texas is 24th smartest.
Mm-hmm.
Wichita, Kansas, Buzz.
Yes.
26th smartest.
Not bad. Got all those planes made there, right?
Spokane, Washington is 32nd smartest.
Mm-hmm.
And now we start to get to the dumb cities.
What's the cutoff point? Is that, 50, I guess?
No, actually, it's not done like that. It's done with a grade. Only 32 out of 101 cities received at least a B-. The dumbest of the smart cities is Charlotte.
Okay.
Which got a B- in 34th place.
That's not bad.
Now we're going to go to the C's. And that used to mean something totally different.
Yes.
Richmond, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
where we are heard every day, that's a C+.
Okay, well, that's better than being at the bottom of the barrel.
Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hampton Roads, we're heard there.
Uh-huh.
That's a C+.
Okay.
Norfolk, Virginia, where we're heard.
Uh-huh.
That's a C+. Dallas, where we're heard.
Mm-hmm.
Little dunner. Dallas is just a straight C.
Regular C, yeah.
Washington, D.C., our home station.
Here we
our
go.
Our home city. 56th, dumbest city in America.
Not surprised.
With a C. Now we're going to get to the really dumb ones. Rochester. We're heard in Rochester. That's a C-.
Wow.
Pittsburgh. We're on in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
C-.
Ouch.
Fresno, California. C-.
Not good.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, they don't even do this. They have enough problems.
Like they needed something else.
C-.
Ouch.
Come on.
Come on.
Let's go to the D's.
Below average.
How about Bakersfield, California?
There it is.
D+.
I believe that's the home of Buck Owens. Say no more.
Mike, you wondered why Sacramento could possibly be so high.
Oh.
I offered this as a balance.
Okay.
At number 84, one of the dumb cities with a D, uh-huh. Modesto, California.
Bingo.
So very close.
Yes, it's close enough.
So very close. Dumb city number 89 with a D? Buffalo.
See, that surprises me.
That's a bad rap.
Dumb city number 91 with a D. Because now we're really getting towards the bottom, mm-hmm. Towards the F.
Right.
That's Tampa Bay.
Really?
Wow.
And now we're going to get to F-tag territory. There are only 6 stations that got, 6 cities that got Fs. The people are so stupid.
Oh, okay. Tell us.
El Paso. Newark. Laredo, Texas.
Texas.
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Texas.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Who's from Texas?
Dumb people.
That was a joke.
Exactly.
I was making a reference to yesterday's inauguration.
I get jokes.
Yes, okay. That was yesterday.
Yes, who's from Texas?
And Las Vegas.
That is a surprise.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is dumb?
Yep. They're the 98th dumbest city in America.
But as with people and individuals, I think, you know, they have ways of making up for their dumbness.
Well, I know Tampa does.
Yeah, absolutely. That was
Vegas
my thought.
Does, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, here's Jason from the dumb city of Buffalo. Dumb by Men's Health, not by us. Jason.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. That's where right. Do we get it? We got a D?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't?
No.
You live there, you work there, you play there.
Yes, all my life.
You think it's deserved, huh?
Yes.
All right, dude.
I had a comment about the Cosby allegations. I'd read one of our local web news sites that she said that he gave her a drug that made her dizzy, and that he touched her breast and put his hand on, or her hand on his genitalia.
No, I didn't see. Now that's much more significant.
I only read it was the buttocks area.
So I don't,
I can't tell the difference. I haven't learned yet.
That's why God gave you a nose, Mike. Hello, Gina?
Yes.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have an update on a Regis Philbin.
He is
in Reno this weekend performing with Susan Lucci. Singing and dancing at the Silver Legacy.
At the Silver Legacy, yeah.
They're doing the banana show?
I have no idea, but I'd love to see that show.
It's amazing.
More than William Shatner.
It's amazing how he performs with Lucci. Yeah.
You know, and I bet Joy's not on that trip, right?
Oh, right, absolutely.
Yeah. Unlike Billy Bush, Joy Philbin does not look forward to traveling with her husband.
Hey, La Lucci. I'm ready for you.
All right, thank you, Gina. Thank you for that.
Who is Houston on that list?
I just had to dump that out. Like everybody else wasn't making that same joke about that girl's name.
I thought she came from Virginia.
Oh God.
Okay, hello, Greg.
My apologies.
Where was Houston on that list?
You know, everybody wants to call about their city.
Sure.
Hold on, Houston. Ain't on this list.
Didn't make the top 102 or whatever.
It did not. Hello, here's David from dumb Las Vegas. David.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're on the list at all, because you have to spend like 10 minutes driving around here, and you just wonder how we're getting through the day without, you know, choking ourselves in paper bags on the street.
Thank you.
You know, I do like the people that are calling. Not indignant that their city's a list, but corroborating it.
Yeah, they're agreeing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go over this more in depth on another time, because we're running out of time.
Oh, no. I'm from Las Vegas. That survey is spot on.
But I do have a feel-good for you.
Yeah. Very good.
And I want to tell you specifically that this feel-good comes courtesy of our fantastic producer, Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, well, she's doing a little extra work when she's here in the wee hours.
That's not normally her bag. She doesn't generally like the feel-goods, but I want to spotlight on Beth Ann for finding a great one for a Friday.
Very good.
It's from Birmingham, Alabama. I want to tell you, this is really awful before I tell you the story.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's such a feel-good. Okay. A mom came home and found her 12-year-old having sex. So, she kicked the boy out that was having sex with the 12-year-old.
The daughter.
And she forced her 12-year-old daughter to drink bleach and then sat on her until she died.
Oh.
And the mom made the 9-year-old brother watch. She said she poured bleach into her daughter's mouth and the child vomited.
Sure.
She then sat on her chest until she stopped breathing. Jasmine's brother, Ja'Cory, age 9, was made to stand in a corner and watch the entire thing. Mom said, if he cried, she was going to make him drink bleach and sit on him, too.
Wow. That seems a little strict.
I tell you.
Boy.
You're good.
Oh,
how's everybody doing out there?
Ooh, huh? You got us with that one.
How's your Friday? How's your weekend?
Oh,
huh?
Jeez.
That's a good one.
Jeez.
Yeah. Good one, B.A. Good one.
Hello?
Yeah, let the evil side come through.
Kind of proud.
That's a good one.
Hey.
I told you when you found that, I'd find a place for it.
You did.
Today was the day.
There you go.
Good one, Beth Ann.
Thanks for making us and everybody else feel uggy, sir.
You're welcome.
Hey, whatever you do with the bleach, she's okay with me. Okay, thank you, B.A.
Bye-bye.
Look at her. She's all, like, almost embarrassed. But she found it. She found the story. She's great. She said, I found a great story about
proud and embarrassed at the same time.
About a mom who made her kid drink bleach. Then made the other kid watch.
I have only one response.
Yeah, I agree. Jesus. Oh, you know, we got a break because we want to talk NFL with JB.
All right.
But everybody's calling about
their cities.
The list.
Yeah, I think people are pretty. I'm wondering, are people calling to say, hey, that list is correct?
I don't know. Let's check. Here's Lance in Kansas, I guess, in Wichita. Lance?
Connor Mike.
Hi, Lance.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Rob, my hero.
Come on, what do you want?
Come on.
I'm surprised Wichita wasn't on the app because there's a lot of dumb people here.
Wichita was on the list, and Wichita got a good grade.
Yeah.
No, that's why I'm saying surprised it wasn't an F.
He's surprised.
Yeah. No, well,
that's because they didn't survey you.
Now that you've called, the number's gone down. Hello, PJ.
Hi, Mike.
PJ.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know in Baltimore, we do have a lot of wah-wahs.
A lot of what?
I think he was doing like a retard, like Wawa thing.
Oh, okay.
Wawa.
Right. Yeah, that's what he was doing. Yeah. You did. That, like, based on that joke.
Yeah.
That must be
Helen Keller's
joke. What's Helen Keller's favorite convenience store? Wawa!
That was one of the best make us laugh ever.
That was a great one.
Chris, that one and the one about Christopher Reeve.
That was the second. I mean, it's almost a tie between those two.
Chris.
Hey, guys, you forgot to mention the dumbest city in America.
Listen, are you doing comedy here? What are you doing, dude?
No, not at all.
All right, but you know, the big long pause while you wait for us to say, we don't know, what is that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
We don't know, what is that?
It was Toronto.
All right, that's why it would be dumbest cities in America.
I want him tracked down.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I want to tell you something.
Congratulations.
You ass.
You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive listeners club.
Was it that?
Yeah.
Don and Mike caller.
And stay on the line.
All the privileges that come with said title.
Yes.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
Yes.
Good day.
Good day.
I said good day, sir. Good day.
Chris, area code 443. Need from him?
I need his last initial.
Chris, your last initial, please.
That's Jay.
Chris J. Rob, what's his number?
Heretofore, he shall be referred to simply as 000 stroke 00 stroke 0026. And the first entry in the book this year.
You're in the book.
Wow.
Congratulations. You are dead to us. We've just lost a listener.
Good day, and we will have a party when we hit 30.
We'll invite all 30 members.
Yes, that's right. So if you have the blues, because you are in the book.
Man, we almost got 30 in 3 days.
Change your shirt.
Call me when you got the blues.
We'll be right back to talk NFL with JB.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Super Bowl.
Joe.
And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Artinger's fault.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Yeah, we'll do our football segment here, brought to you by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies love better than Tower. Well, I guess JB's he's in his hotel room.
Ah.
And I had a thought.
Yeah? Just a random thought?
He's probably having a sandwich.
No, not like Marv Albert. No.
Do you remember the time we called? Well, obviously you do.
Listen, I'm having a sandwich. Were you thinking the exact same thing?
Marv Albert said I'm having a sandwich. I'm sure JB...
two bodies, one brain.
I bet JB does get... Hey, where's that music? What's wrong with that? You know, why don't I have that Fox music?
Oh, it is absolutely... Give me one second.
You know, what's wrong with it, Robbie?
Card is locked up totally.
Okay, well then screw it. Da-da-dun, da-da-dun.
Football music.
Everybody knows that.
Da-da-dun, da-da-dun.
That's embarrassing. Hey, JB.
You know what? Whether I get tossed off the train, booted out the plane, or whatever, I'm always hanging in with you guys because you bring a huge smile to my face.
JB, the greatest.
What's going on, fellas?
Listen, we're so glad that you could join us on this a holy football weekend, JB.
Oh, this is a big one. I tell you, this is
exciting. I truly wish I had you guys here in Philly with me. I literally just came upstairs to check into the room, so all my guys are sitting downstairs in the lobby, lounge lizards right now. The makeup ladies are here. The wardrobe ladies are here, so they've got smiles. Everybody has a smile on their face but Terry Bradshaw, and I can't quite figure out what
he is. Is Terry brooding, JB? Is he brooding?
He is, and I'm not quite sure why, so we'll probably have to, pull out our little psychiatrist caps tonight and work with him. So,
JB, this weekend, I was telling Mike, and I say this every year, it's the best time and it's the worst time because the blessed football is coming to an end.
I know.
And at least we're going to have two games this weekend where they're outside, on grass, snow, great teams, Mike Vick in the snow.
Pretty amazing.
In Philly against that defense. And JB, what is up with Jeremiah Trotter? if I could ask you, last week he was out of control in that game, and when he played for the Redskins, he couldn't have sucked more.
You know what, isn't it, talk about a 180. One, I don't think he was utilized the way he should have been. I was one of the most surprised people when he was in Washington and didn't perform, coming from Philadelphia the way he did. However, Jim Johnson, the defensive coordinator here, knows how to get the most out of him. And he's with some pretty crazy characters. Brian Dawkins, who, however old he is, I mean, he's like a comic book a character once the whistle is blown. He's got his guy, Hugh Douglas. He's back in familiar surroundings, and he's totally comfortable. I mean, he should never have left in the first place.
Is there more angst in Philadelphia now because they're getting this reputation as kind of a always the bridesmaid? Does it seem a little more tense than normal? I mean, they've been there a few times.
Absolutely. Coming out of the train station, the limo driver is saying the same thing. There's some people riding by honking their horns with their fingers crossed. Do you think we can get it done this year?
I would imagine there's a little negative energy in Philly going on.
It is. But I guess if there's one ray of hope as compared to in years past, they're all thrilled that the Washington, D.C., a Washington area native, Brian Westbrook, is in the fold. So that certainly has them smiling and hopeful.
JB, I know that you guys pick the games and who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, Rob Spiewak, who's one of our producers, has a four-year-old daughter, Julia.
Hello,
Julia.
That's a favorite Julia. Now, at the beginning of the playoffs.
This blows me away.
At the beginning of the playoffs, she picked the playoff games. She's four. I want you to know that her teams are all still playing, and her pick for the Super Bowl is the Falcons and the Steelers. Now, it could happen. I mean,
it could.
Monkeys could fly out of my butt, too.
Well, but at this stage of the game, of course it could happen.
It absolutely could happen with a four-year-old. What chance, really, JB, do you think the Falcons have going into that less-than-charming Philadelphia environment?
They've got an excellent chance at upsetting the Philadelphia Eagles, and no one should be surprised if it happens. Look, you know, the interesting thing to me is that while Mike Vick is talked about as being perhaps the most exciting player in the game today.
He is, JB.
And you know what, and I certainly agree with that. He does that, and he still has not mastered the offense and becoming the quarterback that he is going to become, because he definitely relies on the feet, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I was listening to some guys earlier today talking about, well, you know what, that Atlanta rushing attack doesn't really frighten me because it's T.J. Duckett, it's Warrick Dunn, and Michael Vick. But if you back out Michael Vick's numbers, and I'm like, what do you mean if you back out his numbers? Please, that's a great academic discussion. You can't back out his numbers. The guy is extremely dangerous. Lito Shepard, their Pro Bowl defensive back for the Philadelphia Eagles, I asked him if he saw Michael Vick coming at him, walk me through the scenario, what might really happen. He says it all depends on the angle, because if the guy has a couple of yards on me, he's gone, and nobody wants to be in front of Michael Vick and made to look stupid.
You know, the thing about Mike Vick is that I don't want to climb up his butt. He's so great. On every play, he is an option to run. Mm-hmm. He is an option to pass. He is an option to just fake everybody out, to have the whole team move one way, and he's got another guy moving the other way. I think hands down he's the most exciting. I don't know how you stop him. If you spy him, if you have a guy.
What, spy him? What is it? Explain that to the layman.
Okay, so you get a linebacker.
Right.
And his only job is.
It's just to shadow Michael
Vick. To follow Michael Vick. Right. The problem there is that you've got one guy who's not concentrating on the play. Just
but they might do it, right?
Yeah. And then you've got Javon Kearse, who is also incidental. You know, he's the freak when he was with the Titans. Mm-hmm. He's huge. They're going to have him on both sides of the line.
Right.
Trying to catch Michael Vick. I'm excited, JB, but on the other hand, I'm so depressed because I know at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, it's going to be half over.
Yeah, JB, I want to ask you, they're all professionals, obviously, but I would think, really, because of the circumstances with Philadelphia, you've got a situation where there is more pressure on the Eagles than maybe there ever has been.
Make no mistake about it. The pressure is on Philadelphia. They recognize it. To a man, they have all said, it's about getting to the Super Bowl and winning it. If they don't get there, look, I consider their season a success, period. T.O., the biggest acquisition out of the mix. Yeah, they've got Brian Westbrook there, but the guys have said this is what defines success for us. So they've got to get there. People are talking about the elements in Philadelphia maybe not having as potent a ground game, a running attack to go along with the bad weather, the slippery field, if you will. Dorsey Levens is a guy who certainly run in those conditions in Green Bay, but their ground game is really the short passing game, the screen passes to Brian Westbrook, much as San Francisco did back in the day when Montana had Roger Craig to throw to. That was their running game.
Yeah.
Hey, look, in terms of stopping Michael Vick, two words keep in mind, and actually I stole that from Jim Fossil. I can't claim it myself.
Okay.
Lane integrity. You've got to maintain the rush lanes there on Michael Vick, because if you allow him out of that,
now, hold on.
There's no one who can stop it.
JB, I watched the show last week before the Rams game, and Jimmy Johnson on your show,
absolutely,
was saying this. He was saying the way to control Michael Vick is you got six guys all in the lane, and on the first freaking play of the game, Michael Vick is about to be tackled, and he runs for 47 yards. And at halftime...
Absolutely. Boy, Don, you are sharp. You're absolutely correct. They had lane integrity, and he still got by.
That's
but
why
going back to Mike's point, though, if who's going to shadow him? Who's going to spy him? There's not a linebacker in the league, none, who are quick enough to be able to stay with Mike Vick. The point is they've got to find a way to make him pass it. But you know what? I talked to Dan Reeves earlier today, the former Falcons coach, who's responsible for drafting Michael Vick, who, by the way, 17 of the 22 starters were players with his squad, Jim Moore. Certainly has taken him to the next level in terms of defining things for them that work with that talent. He's modernized it, if you will. Dan Reeves says, let me be clear about this. Michael Vick can pass the ball. He's got a rifle for an arm. It's just that, you know, if he sees something, instinctively, he goes. And so many people want him to be disciplined in the pocket. Hey, what is wrong with having blazing speed to call on and create something and move the chain?
These are two of the best championship games that we have had in a very, very long time. I'm really jacked about it.
Oh, and we were actually on in Pittsburgh. JB, what do you think about, I know that's not the Fox game, but what do you think about the Pittsburgh-New England matchup?
Oh, no, as a matter of fact, I had Bill Cowher on my show earlier today, and we talked about this. And fair or unfair, so many people are saying, hey, can Bill Cowher win the big one? His body of work is impressive no matter what. And I understand in terms of defining great coaches, you want to win the big game. But Bill Cowher certainly has done it. And Dan Rooney, the chairman of the squad, says, hey, look, this guy can be here for, I can imagine him being here for another 20 years. So he certainly feels good about him. I got to believe that what Bill Cowher was alluding to, these guys for Pittsburgh have to be upset. Even though New England is a defending Super Bowl champion, and they have looked good, and they are to be respected, and Corey Dillon is running for them. He wasn't there the first time they lost on October 31st. But Pittsburgh is playing at home. They had the 15-1 record. No, they didn't look the best in the world against the New York Jets, but they won it. They've got to be a little incensed that these guys are coming on their turf, and they are three-point favorites. I got to believe Jerome Bettis is looking forward to that.
Great. It'll be a great weekend. I got one final thing I want to ask you about. Seriously, but you guys doing the show this week, will you be out on the field?
Hey, Don, I've got my long johns with me. I've got my foot warmer. I've got my hand warmer. I've got a hat. Oh, yeah, we're out there.
Outside, okay. Last thing I want to ask you about, because I know I've heard you over the years talk about race in the NFL and quarterbacks. Mike Wilbon had an outstanding column this week in the Post.
Yes, he did.
About, nobody's making a big deal about the fact, and we really shouldn't, that for the first time ever we've got two black guys playing quarterback in a championship game.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference...
You know what, Don and Mike, and it is a good thing, and to me, it is a sign of progress that we aren't making a big deal of it, because hopefully it will become commonplace, as it should have been many, many years ago. There were, as Mike Wilbon's article and Leonard Shapiro's article in the Washington Post pointed out, there were so many great black quarterbacks in years past who never got the opportunity, including Mike Vick's high school coach at Tommy Reeman as well, Brig Owens, who we all know in the Washington, D.C. area.
Right.
So these guys are watching with pride. Now, even though it is not a big topic of conversation, don't for a minute think that guys around the league, and especially who've played the games, and many black quarterbacks, current and past, aren't beaming with pride that these guys get a chance to go up there and play with maybe two different kind of games. Donovan McNabb can still run, but he runs to pass right now.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask you, because Wilbon brought up a point, and I wanted your perspective. His point was, you've got these two great quarterbacks, and Donovan McNabb doesn't want to run, wants to be known more as a pocket quarterback. Mm-hmm. And Mike Wilbon didn't ride that like Donovan McNabb wants to be a white quarterback. Donovan McNabb wants to be a quarterback in the mold that a quarterback has been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The field general, he knows everything. He can run, he can pass, but mainly he's a pocket passer. On the other hand, Vic just goes out there and lays it all out, and in some ways is almost what Michael Wilbon was writing, is that Mike Vic is what guys used to think about a black guy playing quarterback.
And,
yeah.
Interesting, but Tom, but you know what? You're so right. But my point is, what in the world was wrong with that notion? Even if the guy had the ability to escape, the bottom line is what? Field position, which means you have to do what? You have to move the chains. And if you're bringing speed as an asset to the table, why should that be a problem? Too many traditionalists have in their mind, this is what the notion of a quarterback is. And you know what? Fran Tarkenton was a very mobile
JB,
quarterback back in the day. Was he not, Don?
I swear to God to you, on my kid's life, I was just going to say, you never heard back in the day anybody say, hey, what's up with Fran Tarkenton?
Mm-hmm.
How come that guy runs all the time? So it's a good
Steve Young, when he was in San Francisco, do you know what Mike Holmgren and staff did? They told the offensive line, hold your blocks for about a second and a half. Once you've done that, you've done your job, because chances are Steve is going to take off until he gets more comfortable. But if you've held your blocks for a second and a half, now you can take off and start moving downfield, because you can bet your last dollar Steve is going to be running. That was smart. They played to his strength. Bobby Douglas. There were so many great quarterbacks back in the past who did that. So it's not a bad thing. To me, it taxes as a coach to show what is the latitude of his creativity. But you can design an offense around the skills and assets that your talent brings to the table, whatever that talent is at quarterback.
And if you remember, last thing about this with Bobby Douglas, the rap on him was, and he was a white guy, number 10 for the Bears, left-hander, used to throw all, it ran for 1,000 yards, didn't throw very well.
Mm-hmm.
The rap about him was, he can't really be quarterback because obviously he's so stupid that he doesn't understand the playbook. All he can do is run.
Mm-hmm.
He should be a running back, and he was a quarterback that did a lot more than that. Do you think if Michael Vick achieves a certain level of success, that he will eventually be as successful as Fran Tarkenton and will be a host of That's Incredible?
You know what? Hey, Don, first of all, I'm so impressed. Boy, talking football with you, I mean, you are an encyclopedia for sure.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's amazing, because Terry Bradshaw would tell you, this whole notion about stupidity and being dumb in the whole nine yards, Terry is as bright a quarterback as there ever was. He is as quick-witted as you'll ever run into a guy. And I've been working with him now for 20 years.
But right now, he's
Fox and I before that. Now, I know folks will place a certain premium on someone's grasp of the King's English, or whether or not they can, you know, multiply, you know, 6 or 7 digits in their head, you know, quickly. But that isn't necessarily the true test of intelligence. Terry is a sharp guy, but he'll be the first to tell you that because of his ADD, which was misdiagnosed before, that was a big knock on him. But the fact of the matter is, when Terry Bradshaw took a back seat, Don, and I know you remember this, to Joe Gillum, who crossed the strike line
number
only
17.
If he was going to be given the opportunity to be the starting quarterback. There were many in society then who said, that proves how stupid Terry Bradshaw is,
right?
Because he let a black quarterback beat him out. Isn't that amazing?
Joe Gillum, number 17. I'll tell you about black quarterbacks. First guy I ever saw play quarterback, black guy I ever saw play quarterback in the NFL, and I thought, what's up with this? He's so good. Was James Harris.
Zach Harris, absolutely.
Number 12 for the Los Angeles Rams. I think it was a game, I had to be a kid, like 12, 14 years old. Pat Hayden got hurt, and the announcers back then couldn't make a big deal about the fact that a brother was in the game playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But they would say all this stuff that's just so wrong, like, he's very well spoken with a great command of the offense.
Back in the day.
He's got a rocket arm, Harris.
I will tell both of you that I didn't read the Wilbon article.
It was a good article.
You know, when you bring it up that nobody's thinking about it, the first time I actually thought about the fact that we have, you know, two black quarterbacks in the championship game, this was the moment, right, when you brought it up. I hadn't thought of it. I just thinking about it being a great
game. Hey, Mike, you just mentioned in terms of what Don was alluding to relative to all the code expressions, if
you will, that would certainly paint the picture of what the ethnicity of that particular quarterback was. Do you know what? That still happens to a fair degree and a fair amount today. It is less than it was back then, but, you know, we still know the code expressions, and there's nothing more frustrating. This is another whole sociological conversation
yes,
we can get into, and I look forward to that because Don clearly is all over that,
yeah, like
but it
to.
Still happens to a degree today, and a lot of folks don't understand why some black quarterbacks still, you know, they wince at some of the expressions that they hear. And
right.
Donovan McNabb, he won't admit it publicly very loudly, if you will, but yeah, he was incensed at the notion that he was only a running quarterback, which is why he fought so hard.
Yeah.
Early on, before he got the wide receiver T.O. and had a little bit more help, he was the guy they had to rely on, so he did do a lot more with his legs, and they talked about his poor mechanics and the fact that he was inaccurate the whole nine yards. But look, now they give him some weapons, and he's having the best year possible. So the guy has been sensational and has dealt with some burdens, and my hat is off to him how he dealt with the whole Rush Limbaugh situation with aplomb and dignity.
Amen.
All right, JB, listen, thanks for the time. It was insightful. You're great.
Hey, I know you guys didn't think you have Al Sharpton on today, but we'll do that.
You're always great, JB. We love having you on the
have
show.
Have a great call of the game. Enjoy yourself in your hotel room, and go down and see your boys.
Sure will. Don and Mike, have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, JB, thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're the first thing he paints the picture of us. Everybody sitting there, kind of having a good time. It's Friday. It's the big weekend. And Terry Bradshaw just sitting down brooding. I can see that. I can actually picture that happening.
That's JB.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Oh, JB brought to us today by Tower Records, Tower.com. That's your only source for music and movies. Every store is staffed with experts to help you find your next favorite CD or DVD. Watch how I don't screw this up. On sale now at Tower at Tower.com, the critically acclaimed DVD Friday Night Lights with Billy Bob Thornton. And 2005's hottest new CD, the documentary.
Excellent.
From the game.
Bravo. Well done.
He's a rapper, you know.
Excellent job. Again, well done.
Thank you, Mike.
Great way to go. Touche.
With a guest appearance from 50 Cent. Eminem and more. The Tower Records open late every night, many till midnight. Go to Tower, shop online at Tower.com. Tower Records, everything with hearing is here. And yes, now, it's time for the phone scan. Last phone scan of the week.
Yep.
Friday, low pressure, snow, everything else, Mike.
Oh, hey, you're not going to believe the calls we're going to get.
877-365-3636. These are live calls unscreened. That's the main number for America, Canada, 800-636-1067.
Sure, as soon as they get the finger out of their nose, they're going to call.
Call now, the phone scam lies straight in.
Here's the Don and Mike Show.
Exactly, is there?
The Don and Mike Show. Bicycle.
I
want to ride my bicycle.
No fake breath. No condoms. All naked sex. And entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I love.
I wonder if they'll be playing that tonight at 7 on... whatever our station is now in Baltimore.
Live 105?
Yeah. Phone scan straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Always great to find out things when I check my CBS.com mail.
Yes, what do you have in there now?
Well, I have a press release.
Really?
From our company.
Yeah.
From, I don't even know. Anybody ever heard of David Goodman?
Yeah.
Isn't that Alan's brother?
That's Alan's twin brother.
No, it can't be. A different one, Mike. It's a common name. He's an executive vice president of marketing for Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Let's hear it for Infinity.
No need.
Our station in Baltimore, Live 105.
They're great.
I'm not really understanding this.
What?
We'll try to explain this
maybe
to
we
you.
Can help.
The station WHFS that just switched to Spanish.
Yes, now it's El Zon.
Right. 9.1. All right, Infinity has got a deal with AOL, that this radio station that no one listened to but everybody's very upset is gone, will now be on the Internet at WHFS.com. In addition, it will be on our station in Baltimore nights and weekends. That's smart. Hold on a second.
They're going to simulcast the Hispanic station on Live 105?
Yes, but it's not Hispanic. It's what it was before was Hispanic.
I mean, they're going to play
Well,
records.
Mike, it says right here. Now, this sounds like a great mix.
Oh.
well-known artists such as Green Day, Depeche Mode, and Linkin Park.
All right.
And they wonder why the station went under. You know, last week, I would think if the station's going to be reborn, you might want to get some of the music that made the real WHFS a force in the radio business.
They should play the documentary by The Game.
Amen, there brother.
Yeah,
but it does say Live 105.7's daytime programming, including Howard Stern and Don and Mike, will continue to be broadcast in their regular time period.
Sure.
Does this mean you have to be hip now?
I can't start now, Rob.
Okay.
It's too late.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't involve anything that says cafe.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I'll be fine if there's nothing cafe.
So that's what's happening in Baltimore. I think we've gotten some calls about that. We didn't say anything, but I just checked
my head is spinning.
Didn't Baltimore get a C-?
Yes, they did. I just checked my email, and it's there, so I guess...
And didn't you mean to say you can't stop being hip?
Yeah. No. I guess it ain't a secret that that's happening.
Well, that's why you don't go in so many rooms. Yeah. Because you're too hip for them.
Okay, here we go. I get you, Mike. Too hip for the room. I'm feeling you, dog. Okay. 877-365-3636.
Randy.
Here we go with the phone scam. Boy, you know who just... I used to think that we were the guys that were like the battered wives on Cops when it came to this company.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid it's our friends Ron and Fess now.
Yeah, so they're not... They're not going to be on Live 105?
No. I mean, the way I'm reading this press release, no.
Well, that's sad.
That stinks.
Yeah, it does stink.
They got they have a truly great show.
That's true.
I mean, we have a truly great lineup right now on WJFK.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Stern, and then the Junkies, and then us, and then Ron and Fez.
Perfect.
That's simple for Baltimore. You flip the switch.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know why, but you never know.
Sorry about that, Ron.
That's too bad.
Well, it stinks. That's too bad. Well, why don't we just give up our last hour for Ron and Fez?
Okay.
So they could be heard everywhere. Mike, that's a joke.
Oh.
Right. Buzz, sit down.
All right. Who's coming? All right.
Sit down. Hello, phone scan.
Let me hang my coat back.
Don and Mike show. So does that mean we're now working at the legendary HFS?
That'd be very cool.
Are they going to change the call letters? See, this is confusing. It sure is. The station.
Well, figure it out and someone tell us.
The station in Baltimore that we're on is Live 105. Not to be confused with the station that we're on in Dallas, which is Live 105, and some other station which is Live 10-something or other. But how could it be Live 105 from the morning show till the afternoon show, then be an online radio station after that?
Very confusing.
History seems to dictate that HFS must change its frequency every 18 years or so.
18 years.
All right, Rob. Mr. Radio Historian.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's the last time they did it.
It's a circadian cycle.
That was in my brain.
High fidelity stereo. HFS. Right. He gave me that one.
That's fascinating.
Hello. Don and Mike, phone scan.
Borders on it.
Hello.
That was Neil.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Neil, boys.
Hey.
Neil, yes?
I have two quick things. One thing for Rob. Yesterday you said there was only one movie with two governors in it. Get up to correct you on that. The other one was Running Man with Arnold and Jesse the Body.
Was Jesse in Running Man?
Yes, he was. Yes, yeah, as a matter of fact, he was.
I stand corrected. See you at the Mensa meeting.
Some great quotes, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, look at the website and your family. I need a picture in a paragraph of your little Bart.
What
are you saying? You're screaming so loudly into the phone.
And you're talking in
bad.
Funny voices. What are you trying to...
I need a picture in a paragraph of little Bart.
He's doing a Neil Clark Warren thing.
What are you, Warren. Are you a pedophile? You want to have sex?
Oh, yeah.
You want to have sex?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to have sex with my son, my 20-year-old son?
Oh, the dyed hair. That's what does it for me.
He's doing Dr. Neil Clark.
Good, Warren. Then you wouldn't mind if I give your phone number to the authorities.
No, not at all.
You would not mind? Why don't you?
Because it's real, of course.
It's real. And that you want to have sex with my son.
I can only explain this.
I know he's trying to be funny.
It is
just not funny.
It's a scam that has begun, technically, in the 6 o'clock hour Eastern time on a Friday.
I know.
And we are getting a man who, trust me, is not making dinner arrangements with a date
Hold
tonight.
On. What, you mean you want to eject because this call isn't going really?
Hey,
you got to
save some, whatever, save the show. I'm Brendan Bad.
Yeah, that's a great call. Eject. Eject
bye-bye.
Right now. Immediately.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right, here we go. I knew it was going to... Hi.
That guy's call, when it got to the part about my kid, it was something like, I love your website. I want a picture of Bart.
Very, very odd. I don't know what he was going for. It was just not fun.
Hello.
Next patient.
You are not my son's type, sir.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
I don't think you are either. What can we do for you?
Did you, some guy called last week about the fat guy on 24, what other show he was on. Did you guys figure it out yet?
Oh, you mean the guy that works with Chloe? No, we didn't.
Edgar.
Yeah, he was Big Twisty's FBI informant that he cried to.
That's
the fat guy.
Good pull.
The fat guy that had the kind of lift?
Yeah.
Yeah, got the exactly.
Lisp.
Yes.
And he's got the lisp on 24 as well.
He's got the lisp permanently there.
All right.
You know.
Good
job.
Yeah,
I don't think that lisp is easy to hide.
Good job.
All right. Thank
you. We should have had that.
Speaking of fat guy, that's a great fat guy they had on CSI last night. Yeah, the fat guy that's the biological cleaner.
Yeah, and last night's CSI episode was the Buzz episode, the one, the repeat, all about swapping.
And that guy, he's also that fat actor that plays the biological cleanup guy. He's got the pulsating eye. If you ever look at him, he's got the shaking eyeball.
And if you want to see that guy in a movie where he's featured a lot and you can see that very trait,
right?
It's an awful movie, but if you're ever drunk or snowed in, watch Simone, starring Al Pacino, about the computer-generated movie star.
Okay, Simone.
The guy, the fat guy from CSI last night, plays a guy that works like for the National Enquirer.
And they love his eye, don't they?
He's all over the movie, and you're right, he's got the vish, twitchy, spinning around in his head eye.
It's a great eye.
It is.
It's gotten him a lot of movie roles, that twitching eye.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, phone scam.
Rich from Baltimore.
What, hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, this Rich from Baltimore is about that 105 thing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they said they're supposed to do a simulcast with the shows on internet as well as satellite radio.
Just too confusing.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea from Infinity Broadcasting.
Yeah, whatever they're doing is okay with me.
We work here and we don't get it.
Yeah.
And the call letter is WXYZ. 105.7.
Well, those are the call letters that we have right now on Live 105.
Those are the current call letters. Are they going to keep those call letters or what?
The call letters used to be WQSR.
I was asking Don. I wasn't asking you.
Get off the phone. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
I may not be a smart man, but I know about snow.
I just have to say, when they're good enough, you can't help but laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan.
Here you go.
Oh, you missed your chance. Got to be fast. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to commend Joseph on his great job he did at the inauguration.
It's Joe's friend.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot. He didn't come up on the short end of the stick.
Who is this? Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin. Oh, my.
That's, I know. Nothing wrong with what you said.
With his big bee-stung lips.
You could say it, and if you said it clearly, I don't think it's a violation.
I'm not going to say it again. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It would be Macaulay.
Radio God.
Culkin. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio Gods.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with Bobo Speedwack.
Bobo Speedwack?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Bobo Speedwack is here.
Let the picking begin.
On Tuesday I called, and you called me an ass, and I ejected, but I was right. Go to the internet, and the best of with Julia's picks. She picked Philadelphia, and then she said, delete that, and chose Minnesota.
No, it's the other way around.
I'm telling you, buddy, go back and look. Okay?
All right, hold on. You know
well,
what?
Do we have this on record?
Here's the thing.
Come on, ass father.
Okay, get out the phone. Isn't that one of the things that we have on our website?
Yeah.
All right, so if anybody go, anybody out there.
Go to the website, and we know the whatever the date was.
Don and Mike
I'm
website.
It's the other way around.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Just go to the audio highlights and click the link. I think it says Julia's Picks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? When Julia was on.
Right now, you're saying you think now. Are you now? Where do you stand on it right now?
No, I'll go 100% behind it. My daughter's right.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And now you're not being an AF there.
Yeah, I will be later, though, so stay tuned.
Hello.
When she's wrong.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi. What are your thoughts on Michael Powell resigning from the FCC?
I'm sad because I think he's a great man, had a lot of vision.
Mm-hmm. You know, seriously, how I
real,
feel about
real
that?
Real smart guy.
I think Bush is going to do what he's done with every other cabinet post. You're going to get somebody that's going to come in that's worse.
I don't think it matters. Buzz, you're going to have that in the news, right?
Absolutely.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
I'm sad.
Hello.
Great man.
Radio up too loud? Or just hang up. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, thanks for your show. You've really shaped my life for many years. But why can't Live 105 put Ron and Fez on between you and Howard? It's a 4-hour slide.
I don't know the politics of what's going on here, dude. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I know. I think I mentioned this last week, or before the Junkies came back. We got a hell of a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Between these two radio stations. I would imagine, no one's told me, I would imagine the Junkies will probably be on in Baltimore on Monday, right? Because the other guys, the Out to Lunch guys, more talented guys, they got pissed and they left and they went to Seattle.
Right, exactly. Wow. You know, it's kind of confusing. It's a very confusing time locally for us, and we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
I called right before you guys went on break, and I called your wife a whore.
Yeah.
And he told me to call back, and you acted all tough, but your buddy wouldn't put you on.
Hold on.
Shut up. What are you talking about?
Hold on. Before we went to break, we didn't take phone calls, and you didn't.
No, right before you went on your break for Christmas.
Before we went on our break for Christmas, you called and called my wife a whore and what?
Yeah. I called Frida a whore.
Yeah, and? Yeah. And what? I got mad at you or what?
Yeah, you told me to call back and you said I hung up. I never hung up. You hung up on me.
Right, oh, no, I remember that. You did hang up.
You did.
No, I did not hang up.
Yeah, you did. I mean, I heard it. It was actually, and
why
I'm over here.
Why would I hang up?
You know why you'd hang up? Because you're a wimp.
I just hung up on him. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Or did he hang up?
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
Hi there. We're doing great. incidentally, I should just point out, it didn't even get the mic cranial lobe. My wife's not a whore. I should have said that at some point.
Yeah.
That is true.
Defended her honor.
Perhaps next time.
Hello.
Good point.
I'm actually from the 26th most intelligent city in the U.S.
All right.
You can't get it right. You can't say it, dude.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, guys, I've been trying to reach you guys since 1999, since you guys came out here to Sacramento.
Right.
I freaking love your show. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. And I just wanted to say thanks for firing me up almost every day. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, good. You cut him off before the negative.
Hello, Don and Mike show, because you know the other shoe is about to drop.
One other thing. I want to kill somebody.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He did say almost every
day. Don and Mike.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, happy Friday. I got a couple things. One, can you play the Japanese alarm clock?
No. Next thing.
Who sings that song that you guys play during the promos or the intros about Don't Throw Your Love Out on Me, Baby?
It's Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. What else?
That's about
okay,
it.
Okay, bye. Yeah. See ya. Great call.
Good question. Don,
yes.
Efficiently handled.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Tard.
Hey, I was wondering if y'all heard about that Paris Hilton might be going to jail for ripping out one of her own porno videos.
Oh, this is a guy. Buzz, do you have this?
Yeah, I had that one, too.
It's another news story. Thank you, my friend. Like, we don't have Buzz over there working on the news every goddamn
day.
Buzz,
that was so garbled I didn't hear it, so keep it in your news.
I was about Paris Hilton, Mike.
Oh, I heard, but he went, Perry!
Yeah. You didn't hear that story? Can I tell you about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kidding.
You know what?
I'm kidding. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Well, now you're both not going to tell me, and I'll never hear it.
No, Buzz will do it during the news.
Well, that's okay, sir.
Hello.
Radio guy.
Hi, man.
Hey, did you guys hear about, I don't know if you ever got that call, but there used to be a guy years ago that would call every radio station in the United States saying that that Stephen King killed John Lennon.
I think we must have been the one show that didn't get that call.
Never heard of it.
How long have you been calling stations saying that?
Well, Stephen King killed John Lennon.
Right, how long have you been calling stations? I know it was you. You're the guy. Why do you call stations and say that?
I'm kidding. He killed the guy. The guy committed suicide. It was out here in the papers in the San Francisco Chronicle.
How nutty is it? I've heard that rumor before. And they say if you compare the pictures of quote-unquote Mark David Chapman to Stephen King, they look eerily similar, mm-hmm. and it's all been created.
Anyway, I mean, the dude's famous. I mean, he's called
radio station. He is huge.
He's wicked famous.
Stay on the meds.
Turns out John Lennon never was shot.
Yeah, and I think that guy sucks.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's my new thing today.
Hello. Like
hey, Don and Mike, how
hi
you
there.
Doing?
Phone scan, hi.
Hey, I don't want it to be pile on Rob Day, but there is yet a third movie that the governors have been in together.
Everybody,
jump in the
Robbie.
Steaming pile of me.
What is the movie?
The third movie is actually Batman Returns, where Arnold plays Mr. Freeze. Jesse Ventura plays one of the guards outside of his cell when they finally get
caught. The guy's right, Robbie.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You know what? I didn't realize they were the modern-day Martin and Lewis.
The guy's right. And you are the last person on the phone scan. What is your name? Any idea?
My name,
My name's Chris. I'm in Vegas.
Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, congratulations. We've got the $25 gift certificate to Tower at Tower.com for music and movies at Tower in Vegas, one of the dumbest cities in America. Don't blame us. Blame them.
Hey, but I love that city.
And it just moved up on the list with his information.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you, sir.
Hold on, please.
Yeah, dumb, but he knew where Jesse Ventura was.
That's right.
I guess I'm dumb.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to
his
people.
Sir.
He made it up.
Thanks for backing me up with my wife. Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
The man in charge of the witch hunt resigns.
Oh, hey.
I don't know if you'd heard.
Just heard a caller say that, right?
Somebody just called. That's no scoop.
Yeah. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, that was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Nothing matters but the week. Point of view.
Happy birthday, Tracy, baby. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz is brought to you by Buzz. Miramax.
Someone call for help.
Doctor developed that.
I'll have a bit of blue Christmas.
D-Mac.
Yes.
But it.
They appreciate it.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You know, you read a commercial, the same commercial every day for 10 years.
And it's never really been that easy to read, has it?
No, it's not, Mike. No.
I mean, let's it's that honest. Particular commercial.
Problem ain't the copy.
Yeah.
Problem is the guy reading the copy.
No, it's not. No.
That's okay.
No.
It's because I have to sound everything out. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Who was that masked man anyway? He mightily punished CBS for the Janet Jackson mishap. He banished Howard Stern to the pirate land of satellite radio. He struck fear into broadcasters and NFL and NASCAR.
The second thing you mentioned ain't bad.
Yeah. And he made Fox pixelate a cartoon baby's butt.
Yeah, that's not right.
For FCC Chairman Michael Powell, job done. Powell resigned today after 4 years of running an agency set up to keep radio waves from bumping into each other. He now presumably goes to private enterprise where he can have a bigger hand in ruining fewer lives. So why is the Bush administration letting him go? Could it be because he's the son of the less-than-enthusiastic outgoing Secretary of State, Colin Powell?
Hey, did anybody check out Colin Powell yesterday during the inauguration? Could he have looked more bored? Could he have looked more like he just wanted a plane ticket out of D.C. as fast as possible?
He does not want to be there.
But the real reason is dollars. Son of Powell and the White House didn't see eye to eye. Michael Powell in the White House didn't see eye to eye on how much to regulate the telecommunications industry, something else the FCC does.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see who they pop in his place.
I don't know which of you guys said it, but it's the truth. Somebody was asking me about this. I know, it was Rob asked me about this earlier this morning. It was in the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
With a really great picture of Michael Powell.
Oh, they're all good.
Because, you know, in the Wall Street Journal, they don't actually print pictures a lot of times. They just draw it.
Yeah, little sketches. Like
drawing, pencil.
Really. Looked to me like Al Roker after he'd lost some weight.
Yeah.
But I said to Rob, he said, what do you think about this? I said, just what you guys said. Whoever the next guy is going to make Michael Powell look like Sam Kinison. The next guy is going to make Michael Powell look like, you know.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's good.
Your first one was perfect.
That's very good.
Kinison. Thank you.
The bedazzling Jenna Bush has been.
We'll make him look like Richard Jenny.
I'm Richard Jenny. Join me for a big steaming pile of me.
We have been united for weeks in our hatred of Richard Jenny and those commercials on HBO.
Hey, how about that airline food?
That's observational comedy.
Not funny.
The bedazzling Jenna Bush has befuddled people in Norway and other countries.
Oh, right.
Her picture was in the Oslo newspaper this morning making a gesture. Apparently, she was at some kind of ceremony with her father when this picture was taken yesterday. To Jenna, the gesture means hook 'em horns.
Hook 'em horns, big Texas thing.
That's a shout-out for the University of Texas Longhorns, who make these horns with their index and pinky fingers raised and all the other digits curled inward.
Right.
In Norway and a lot of other countries, that means Hail Satan. The young Nordic fans of death metal bands use that gesture a lot, apparently.
I thought I heard that it in sign language, it means...
with the thumb out, this means I love you in deaf-mute sign language.
But I heard in sign language that just like the hook'em horns, I mean, I'm not kidding, it means something like BS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that deaf people were up... Deaf people were upset at Jenna Bush.
No. Their daughter turned the whole thing to BS.
Remember, one of the 9/11 ladies from New York, one of the ladies who was cleaning up at Ground Zero, taught us what BS, how you say that in sign language. And if you'll remember, it's like this. It's the sign here.
Oh,
where
yeah,
you make
you're
horns
right.
with one hand, and then you make the other end of the animal with the other hand.
Oh, okay.
I remember that, Buzz.
Yeah.
Right.
See? Yeah, you remembered that, Buzz. Wait, you're a good student.
I retain the oddest things.
Very good.
The Postal Service delivers on its promise.
I retain water.
The Postal Service delivers on its promise to get the job done when it snows. The government may want to try that in its efforts to protect our homeland security. On the eve of the president swearing in, hundreds of federal air marshals were grounded.
Why?
And they could not even access critical information to pinpoint potential terrorist activity for 8 hours
Why?
That night.
Why?
All of this during the manhunt for the Chinese national, said to be headed for Boston with a dirty bomb. Wednesday night, the Air Marshal's Mission Operations Center here in Washington, D.C. was paralyzed. It had snowed, you see. A whole inch of snow. It put the entire aviation network and flying public at risk, to quote a supervisor. Guys in the field were stuck and didn't know what was going on.
So we couldn't find the Chinese guys you were looking for.
And to quote an angry air marshal, it's called the Weather Channel. They should watch it and be prepared.
Well, why would an inch of snow shut it down anyway?
Apparently, people couldn't get in to man the phones, so the agents in the field were instructed. Federal Air Marshal.
Is it based here?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Federal Air Marshal.
In D.C.
In the field were told, don't call headquarters, there's nobody there to answer the phones. So they couldn't get any information. And they were grounded. Yeah. It's checking the Weather Channel from this one angry agent, this one angry air marshal, is good advice not just for the government, but for the people of North Carolina, where that same 1 inch of snow made some one-way commutes take 8 hours. Traffic was literally moving at 1 mile per hour. There were literally 1,000 accidents. 3,000 kids had to spend the night at school. Some folks slept at a grocery store. Not everyone listened to the governor's advice.
Yeah, I guess we're not the worst after all.
To just stay home.
Well, what about Air Marshal Mathers? I do.
Grounded.
Thank you.
For the very first time, the government...
Air Marshal Dillon. That's a really old, that's a gunsmith thing.
Well, that's all right.
Air Marshal Crenshaw. That's a tie, and that's two brains working together.
Air Marshal Tucker.
Oh,
heard it in a love song.
Uh-huh.
Great band.
Air Marshal McLuhan.
Very good.
Duh.
He's the guy who said people would be famous for 15 minutes.
Oh, textbook guy, broadcast.
Right. I know. Okay, yeah, college guy.
College guy.
All right, college guy, you win.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a tie right now.
At least the dumb people on The Apprentice won last night. I can hold my head up high. I didn't watch it, but I just asked somebody, hey, dumb people win or smart people? Mm-hmm. Dumb people kicked ass last night on The Apprentice.
Cool. Good for them. For the very first time.
You're still thinking of
about
Thurgood. Thurgood Marshall? Isn't there some guy named
Thurgood, yes. Thurgood. Maybe you put the first name there. It's got
Marshall
be
Thundering Herd, where Randy Moss played college football.
Why is that name just stopping me? I'm sorry.
Peter
I'm
Marshall. Stuck. But that's wrong.
Kenny Marshall, Gary Marshall.
Yeah, right.
Marshall Law.
Huh?
What?
Marshall Law.
Marshall Law, pretty good.
Sure. You're king of the Marshalls.
Good to Rob.
For the very first time, the government is now recommending the AIDS cocktail as a morning-after pill for not just rape victims, but anyone who has engaged in risky behavior. The belief is it prevents the HIV virus from becoming full-blown AIDS. The Centers for Disease Control has finally made this major policy change to catch up with the rest of the world.
It's a cocktail.
Until now, the CDC only recommended this treatment for healthcare workers who'd accidentally been exposed to the AIDS virus on the job.
And incidentally, that AIDS cocktail, $4.50 this weekend at O'Mara's. And here's a plug for you, Mike.
And
a little
I'll
better.
Take what I
you always can have a table waiting for you at... Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I'll take what I can get.
And the cocktail.
Thanks for linking me up to the worst disease in the history of man.
Cocktail made a little better with a little vanilla extract.
Yeah, absolutely. A teaspoonful.
The treatment has to start within 72 hours of exposure, and it continues for 28 days. Doctors stress this is no substitute for clean needles or safe sex.
E.G. Marshall. Wasn't he on, like, the bold ones?
Yeah,
like
E.G.
Defenders or something like that?
Absolutely. Who was the marshal in the NFL in the 70s? Wasn't there Minnesota Viking?
Jim Marshall. No, was he number six? It was Jim Marshall, Carl Eller,
Alan Page.
Alan Page and one other guy. They were the fearsome, not the fearsome foursome, they were the purple people eaters.
And there were four.
Yeah, and there was
Alan Page, Jim Marshall.
We just had the third one. Alan Page, Jim Marshall,
Richard Jenny, a big steaming pile of me.
That which doesn't kill us makes us stronger. That's the moral of the story. That's up next.
Oh, all right. We'll be back. Thanks, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Have helped Beast on Lip, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Mike Macaulay Culkin.
That's right.
Marshall Crenshaw, huh?
Some way.
Always thinking.
Yeah. There you go.
That's interesting, too. Purple People Eaters, they were Alan Page, Jim Marshall, Carl Eller, and Gary Larson.
I wouldn't have gotten that in a million years.
Who went on to draw, what was it? The Farsight.
Yes, I love those.
Same guy.
Wouldn't have gotten that Gary Larson.
Let me see. Gary Larson, number 77. Carl Eller, 81.
Gary Larson was the Norse nightmare.
Alan Page, 88. And Jim Marshall, big number 70.
And
the Vikings.
Pearson Forsom, Roosevelt Greer, Deacon Jones.
Merlin Olsen.
And Richard Jenny.
And again, with the Pearson Forsom, there
one
will be
guy
one
you don't
that
know.
We can't, that we yeah. won't get.
He wasn't as fearsome.
As Richard Jenny?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. How stupid is this? There is now a surplus of flu vaccine. The feds say as many.
Well,
there's one guy that's got
to
feel worse about that than anybody else because you kind of had the flu.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just getting over it. Right. Come on. Yeah. Bring it on.
The feds.
I'll take the clear. I'll take the cream. Bring it.
Feds say as many as 3 million doses of flu vaccine may now go into the garbage. Because states have stopped asking for them, and the stuff will be of no use for next year's flu strains.
Hello?
The government...
I'm in a state of illness. I'm asking for it.
It's incredible.
Isn't it?
This is so government.
Yeah, government is now thinking about lifting the restrictions. They're thinking about lifting the restrictions on who can get flu shots, and also launching a perhaps expensive ad campaign, essentially telling people, get them while you can.
Yeah, get them as soon as the flu season's over.
Just in time for spring. I worry that some people misinterpreted yesterday's story about beer possibly curing cancer. In Prague, land of absinthe, hot babes, and our friend Jacob, a man is on trial for hiding in a restaurant restroom.
That's Buzz's agenda right there, where he gets his plug-in for his favorite drink, his favorite country, and his favorite dude who gets him his favorite drink from his favorite country.
That's right.
And I support him 1,000%.
After everyone else had gone home from this restaurant in Prague, this man came out of his hiding place, hooked up a series of beer kegs with tubing, and inserted the final tube into his mouth, laid down for a long drink and a little nap. Quoting a cop in the Czech Republic, literally filled himself up with beer. The man now faces vandalism charges.
Hey, Buzz, hold on 1 second. I bet someone has the name of the fourth fearsome foursome
Not
guy.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, the fourth guy in the fearsome foursome.
Yes.
Lamar Lundy.
You got it.
Isn't it funny how the fourth, and I wouldn't have gotten the fourth guy.
No. But I know it now that you said it, right?
Wow.
Lamar Lundy. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye, dude. Have a good weekend.
When my dad was like 16 or 17, he never used a tube, but he used to eat ice cream right out of the soft ice cream dispenser at his job.
Oh, that's cool.
So, never got caught. Attaboy, Bob.
Yeah. Well, tell your dad, I've seen Homer Simpson do that.
Actually, in all
at
fairness...
At a Boosh store.
In all fairness, it was more my Uncle Bruce that did it.
Excuse me, I'm bringing this cone back. This vanilla tastes like chapstick. In the rural counties outside Cleveland...
There's a hair. There's a hair in my soft ice cream.
It's a mustache hair.
Good heavens, that's not a sprinkle.
What's this earring doing in my ice cream cone?
That's just for your dad.
Yeah.
Gilbert Pierce Ben.
Are you having a Christmas in January special? Because it's red and green.
Oh, my
ice cream.
Bad news.
In the rural counties outside Cleveland, Ohio, a lot of people like to hunt. And one such individual is a 16-year-old boy. He hunts a lot. He had an assignment to fulfill in his living skills class.
Okay.
He wanted to show how he prepares to eat what he's killed. Since the kill needs to be fresh and wild animals are hard to trap alive, he went to the pet store.
Oh.
He bought a guinea pig and a rabbit.
Yeah.
Took them to school and went to work. Skinned them and cooked them while the rest of the class watched in a mix of fascination and horror. From cage to plate, just in time to earn his grade. The police and the Humane Society are investigating.
God.
The pet store is shocked.
Where was the teacher during all of this?
Watching, supervising.
Oh, God.
The thing is...
What's up, Doc?
Nobody's sure if any laws were broken. Quoting the Humane Society guy, something irrational and wrong happened here.
Oh, that's
too funny. Does that remind you of Roger and Me?
Yeah.
That scene with the lady with the rabbit?
Yeah, that lady just wasn't quite right.
And did anybody see, I think it was on People's Choice.
Right.
Not Golden Globes. People's Choice Awards. Roger, I want to call him Michael.
Michael Moore. Cleaned up.
All cleaned up.
Yeah.
You know, listen, you can take a bag of dog ass.
Yes.
And you can wrap it up real nice.
Right.
But once you pull that bow off.
Right.
It's still what dogs leave.
But don't you agree that I always thought, you know, hey, man, you know, you're fat and sloppy to start with. Why go further? And, you know, it looked like he shaved. He had a little beard.
Yes, he had goo.
No, he had a Van Dyke beard.
But he had goo in his hair. And he had a real tuxedo on.
But you're right, he was still, you know, sloppy Michael Moore, but without all the sloppy clothes,
wrinkly.
9/11,
and that's when he sold out. That's when I knew Michael Moore had sold out.
He sold out.
9/11 equals outpouring of compassion equals gay. That's the latest chain of logic being used by the American Family Association.
That's right.
Frequently referenced on this newscast as NAMBLA. After 9/11, the nonprofit We Are Family Foundation wanted to put out a video encouraging tolerance and diversity.
That's right.
It got permission to use 100 cartoon TV stars, including SpongeBob, Barney, Winnie the Pooh, and the Rugrats. Together, they sing We Are Family. Quoting one of the leading idiots at the American Family Association, a short step beneath the surface reveals that one of the differences being celebrated is homosexuality.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. You know what I saw on TV about this story? It has something to do with this website. Mm-hmm. Is his name Nile Rodgers, the guy that used to be in Chic?
Yes. That's the guy.
You know, the guy the guy with the dreads?
Right. Right.
I thought that they were doing like a Where Are They Now? You know, good times, bow, bow, bow. These are the good times. But no, he has something to do with this website.
Absolutely.
He's right, though, isn't he?
In sports...
No, he's a fag.
Oh, got to go home and burn a record.
His name is Nigel. What do you think? In sports, baseball's next opening day could be interesting. The Red Sox, Curt Schilling, says he will pitch against the Yankees and Randy Johnson...
Oh, yeah.
...while wearing crutches.
Now, have you heard this yet, Mike?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Quoting Schilling, who's just having ankle surgery, there's no way I'm missing this start. A team of doctors has designed a set of custom-made crutches to give Schilling the push-off he needs to pitch.
They might not let him do it, though.
They're talking about stitching the crutches to his legs.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
He's won with sutures before, and he says he will again. Quoting Kurt, I'm excited by how well they work, and nothing would be sweeter than hearing 55,000 New Yorkers booing the hell out of Randy when he loses on opening day. What a thrill.
Now, Mike, what would you think about that? Kurt Schilling coming out with stitches that attach the crutches to his legs.
I think you're going
to
find out in a day or so this is just bluster. It's a myth. It's not going to happen. The real story is that Kurt Schilling really is trying to rehab and trying to work hard so he can actually make the start on opening day, but it is not going as fast as he thought it would. I don't think you can have him in like a bionic leg.
Who
knows? With Curt Schilling, you never know.
Put him in like an old man walker.
Have him come out and throw over a walker.
And wouldn't he have an advantage if he was able somehow to have something that would resist the force of his body throwing the ball?
What I was saying, that if it is true, they probably wouldn't let him have that. They probably, because, I mean, it would actually help him. But all I know and this is for all my Yankee friends out there, I just love having Randy Johnson playing for the Yankees. I don't know why, but he just it's just a fit. It's
he's
the
so
right,
handsome.
It's the right fit, you know?
Oh, we got to fly.
Finally, we now know the real reason John Ashcroft wanted to cover the exposed breast of Lady Justice. In Oklahoma's Creek County, a judge of 23 years is facing three felony charges for pounding his gavel too much. The Honorable Donald Thompson, age 58, is accused of indecent exposure while in his chambers and while on the bench during trials. He apparently has this compulsion.
Oh, God.
Good heavens. No.
Yes, even as people's lives and justice itself hung in the balance, Judge Thompson was always doing stuff with his hands while other people were talking.
Oh, my God.
And he did not hide it well. Witnesses say they even saw this device he was using.
All right.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
You, Buzz.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. That's it. We got to go. Please stay tuned for our friends Ron and Fez. They're coming up next.
What a jerk.
We will see you on
Monday. Not
Monday.
No, right. Yeah.
See you Monday with a new episode.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. A safe weekend. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Barnes. www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's it. We got to go. Bye, Buzz.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Mike, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
Turn it in there.
Rod and Fez next. We'll see you Monday.
Read the front page.
Sammy.
This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.